Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What issues around your house are staring you in the face this weekend?
Do I get the sanded grout or the unsanded grout?
The last 3 or 4 years, I've been fighting mildew issues.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Whatever questions you have.
This isn't real earth-shattering.
Lou is here to help.
I'm only taking earth-shattering questions. Can you give me an earth-shattering question?
Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Yeah, here it comes.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
It's a brand new day.
Good morning. 877-213-4. Lou is our phone number. 877-213-4568. This is House Smarts Radio. Okay, before we get to your phone calls, because I want to talk, you know, you got lots of questions. We got bad weather, snow and ice, and everybody's really concerned about all of that, as you should be. Good morning to Lindsay. Good morning to Don. Good morning to Joe. Is everyone else just completely transfixed by this Mars rover landing?
Good morning, Lou, and yes, that is...
See, I knew Don would come in. Lindsay just looked at me like, really? Did something land on Mars?
I mean, I wouldn't say transfixed.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, how about the video of all those engineers when that whole landing where they had, like, the 7 minutes of terror where they couldn't control it?
Right.
It was just all the planning and the programming that they had to do had to all happen by themselves. And then these people jumped up like somebody won the Super Bowl. I was like, yay, geeks. Yeah. Look at them all.
Well, it is like their Super Bowl. You know, it's like how many years of buildup for that payoff for them to see the pictures come back.
It is so cool. And then yesterday I saw, I think you can follow the rover. You know, there's like a Twitter feed. I need to find it because I'm just finding it by other people, that it did its first panoramic video shot with sound. Okay, so in the radio business, we love that, right? And he's just, he or she, I don't know, whatever, if it's got a name, what we should call it, something like Gladys or something. And it just slowly pans and you hear Mars as you're looking at Mars. It looks a lot like Tucson. I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, but that is so cool.
Yeah, this has been awesome. Really cool to watch.
Unbelievable how it all, and hard to process how it all works.
Right, and I saw some interview with this woman who is like the lead engineer of the rover. Mm. She's British, and I mean, you know, she looks like she's 25 years old. I'm sure she's older than that, but she's like, yeah, ever since I saw the movie Apollo 13, I wanted to be a space engineer. I'm like,
No way. You go.
And there she is pictured in front of this rover like it's her baby, and it is. And she'll be like one of the people in charge of this thing on Mars.
Looks like Perseverance is the name of, of the rover.
Right, Perseverance, right. But I mean, just the engineering and the technology to say, we're going to take this thing, it's going to be heading it to Mars at 12,000 miles an hour, and then you're going to slam on the brakes, and then we're going to send it, and we're going to lower it on a cable, and we're going to put it on the ground, and then the thing that lowered it's going to go off and crash somewhere else so that I'm out of the way, and then you can go do your job.
Yeah.
And here's the best part. They're going to take soil samples, and they're going to put them into containers and leave them on the surface of Mars. And hopefully, in like 7 years, they're going to send another spacecraft there to pick them up and bring them back.
Yes. Now we can start growing stuff in Martian soil.
Who thinks of that? Right? Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm just trying to figure out how I get to the grocery store. Right?
Totally.
With all the snow.
Yeah. Or how to get it off the roofs and stuff. Right.
Right.
Just day-to-day problems.
People are asking me, how do I get that snow and ice on the roof? How about like how you get a rover to Mars?
Right. Yeah. And then they're worrying about, you know, what Martian potatoes are going to taste like.
Unbelievable.
Is that going to be the new gift from Mars? I went to Mars and all I got was this lousy jar
of dirt.
Yeah.
The little vial of dirt, right?
My wife went to Mars and all I got was
you would take it.
Yeah. It's people. It's like when people go to Rome and they bring you back the little thing of consecrated water from the Pope.
Right. I was thinking of the Colosseum dirt.
Well, you get the little tube, like, oh, this is, and it's got a picture of the Pope on it, and, you know, he blessed it, and it's like a little tube of water.
Yes, yes.
And you're like, really? I think there's some Italian in the back of his shop with a sticker machine.
Right, if that, or they just scooped it in like
taking it out of the river.
Yeah, yeah. No, just it running
there.
It under the faucet.
Totally. Here you go.
We need five more.
We got five more American saps out front.
All right, $40. Thank you.
Right. Oh, my God. I just think it's so cool. So check it out. Perseverance, it's amazing. I just could... Can we just, Don and I, just talk about this for the next half hour?
You guys should do a podcast, man.
Yeah, I love it.
The Perseverance Podcast.
Perseverance, I love it. 877-2134-LOU, 877-2134-568. All right, let's start talking to people this morning. This is Vince, who's calling in from New Jersey. Hi, Vince, good morning.
Good morning. Lou, you're a gifted man and blessed. You're Italian.
Well, thank you. I assume you are too, Vince.
I am.
Attaboy. How may I help you, sir?
I have a garage door that has it's a metal door, and the bottom panel is rusted and there's a hole in it. Can I replace the panel, or must I replace the door?
I mean, you can replace the panel if it's a standard, like an embossed metal panel. Is this door insulated or uninsulated?
Uninsulated.
Okay. If you contact a garage door, repair service, there's a bunch of different people to do this. There's a good chance, the styles of these doors have really not changed that much, and maybe the embossing on the texture may be a little bit different than what you have right now, but they literally can lift up that door, that section can be removed, a new section can be put on, and if you paint the door, you and I will only know that that's not a brand new thing. If the rest of the door looks fine, and... it operates properly. Absolutely.
It does.
Absolutely, the bottom panel can be replaced.
Thank you very much.
You got it, Vince. I appreciate you calling this morning. That's how it works. You pick up the phone and give us a call. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. Why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll get back to your phone calls right after this. Man, looking at these Google reviews for Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, everyone's saying the same thing you hear on WGN, like this one from Robert Rammer. He wrote, I've listened to the Executive Green commercials for some time. I thought, sounds too good to be true, but not with Executive Green. They couldn't have been nicer, more professional and efficient. Hire them. They're the best. Do what Robert said. Schedule here in February. You'll get three rooms cleaned for just $119. 630-990-8600 or schedule at WGNclean.com.
Good morning. You've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Now back to your host right here on House Smarts Radio.
I don't need a whole lot of money. 877-2134-LOU.
877-213-4568. Coming up, we're going to talk to an inventor he's out of New York City, isn't he? Or at New York area? With the ice dam invention. A guy that I work with, whom I don't even know, sent me this information. And while lots of people with ice dams, you're going to want to listen to this one. First, let's talk to Judy. Hi, Judy. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. I have a tankless water heater that I've had for 13 years.
Okay.
And for the last 6 months, about once a week, it just turns cold after a couple minutes.
When's the last time, if ever, have you flushed this unit out?
Never.
Okay. So here's the, I love the on-demand water heaters. There is a little bit of maintenance that has to happen with those, not unlike what has to happen with a tanked unit. What manufacturer do you have? Rinaldi's is a pizza joint. It is possible that a 13-year-old unit, there's a myriad of circuitry in there that works, but I assume that when it goes cold, it's still flowing, the water's still flowing, it's just cold.
Correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could be a, there's a, the main, like, doohickey in a tankless water heater, an on-demand water heater, is what's called the flow sensor. And the flow sensor is what recognizes the fact that water is pushing through the unit and then turns the burner on. And my, if I was going to guess, if you called a Rinnai technician, that you would have them come out and they'd check this out and flush your unit for you, and more than likely they would change the flow sensor and you'd get, you'd be back in business.
Okay, just so where do I find the Rinnai technician?
Go to their website. And they have a dealer network based on where you live. They'll give you someone that installs, you know, that is a factory trained installer, and you'll schedule an appointment. I mean, it's, you know, it's not a warranty issue, but it's a service issue, and and go from there.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Good luck. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk to Pat, who's on Staten Island. Hey, Pat. Good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, my daughter made three walking stones out of cement in a form that's about 2 inches thick, and my grandchildren's handprint. I'm sorry?
No, I'm listening to you.
And my grandchildren's handprints are in it, and little jewelry stones, you know, and they've gotten pretty crummy looking over the years, and I wanted to clean them up. So brought them in before the winter, and I wanted to soak them and do something with them to clean them up. And I was going to soak them in bleach, but I afraid it might weaken it. I don't know. You got any suggestions for cleaning it?
Yeah, what about, how big are the stones?
Oh, maybe a foot and a half, maybe a foot. It's octagonal, and they're maybe about a foot.
Okay, let's try this. I don't want you to soak them because with the, and you said they were made of cement and then they put little stones inside there. If you soak them in like a warm water, they're going to, it's going to expand a little bit and those stones could actually come out. Let's.
That's what I was afraid of.
Put them in the sink, put a rag down in the bottom of your sink so you don't scratch it up first, right? Like a dish rag or something. Put this on top of it. Squirt some warm water on there, and then just use simple dish soap, like Dawn dishwashing liquid. And then use if you have a dish brush that you use, a nylon brush, scrub it with a little warm water, get it nice and frothy, you know, start scrubbing a little bit. Then let it sit there for 10 minutes or so. Let the dish soap do its job of taking all the dirt and debris off of there. Scrub it again, rinse it, and let it, and then, you know, put it up on the counter and let it dry. That's the best way to go.
Oh, that's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling this morning. I appreciate it. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's talk to Mike in Aurora. Hey, Mike. Mike, good morning.
Okay, so he probably opened that door, it closed behind him,
and
he didn't get it shut off.
Nope. Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Hi, Mike. It's Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Glad you took my call. I have a question about all the snow.
Yep.
I live out in Aurora in a historic district. The house is 110 years old. Have a walking attic with a stairwell or a stairway, and was wondering, would it help as we start thawing out to leave that door open and take some of the heat from the house to heat up the roof to get the snow to melt a little quicker? I've already gone and cleaned out my gutters. Well, you know, not the gutters, but the downspouts, the laterals running out so that the water can at least run out of the gutters and get away. Didn't know if that would be worth it or not.
Well, so this is what'll happen. If you do that, it'll start to melt from the top down, right? just physics.
Right.
So
right.
You've got a peaked roof, and you know, if you look at a lot, you know, if you go around a neighborhood and you see people that don't have any snow on their roofs, that's because they don't have great insulation. But we've gotten so much snow that it's just such a thick blanket up there that it's just not going anywhere. My concern with what you want to do is that it'll start to melt from the top down, and it'll actually increase the size of the ice jamming or the ice at the base of the roof just above the gutter line, which could cause more problems. What I would rather,
right.
What I would rather you do is, they're next to impossible to find now, roof rakes or, you know, that roof melt product that I've talked about, which are the hockey pucks of calcium chloride. People are just buying it out like crazy. But if you can take even a leaf rake, and if you, while I am not advocating that you lean a ladder up against your house, but for some people that's the only way you're going to do it, and then can remove that first 2 or 3 feet of snow and get down to the ice pack, whatever's there, so that the sun, when the sun comes out, can hit that ice and start to melt it. That is a better use of your efforts to try and avoid any damage. And I know there's a lot of people that are, you know, have a lot of leaks right now. And I, you know, I'm getting emails from people going, I just have a brand new roof and, you know, I can't believe it's leaking. But, you know, the ice just works its way underneath the shingles and expands up underneath it, and it's going the wrong way. And that's where the leakage is coming from. So I'd keep that door closed so that any melting comes from the outside in, and again, get the snow off from the lower areas. That would work better.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your help on that. Have a great day.
You got it. I appreciate you calling as well. 877-213-4LOU. I'll try and take this call real quick. Is this Leanne?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Leanne. Good morning. How may I help you?
Well, listening to the other callers, I don't know if my call qualifies.
Okay.
I understand there's a spray that can be used on brick stoops
to eliminate
to melt the ice.
Oh yeah. So it's a product called liquid calcium chloride, and you buy it in a gallon jug at the hardware store or the home center, and you put it in and you put it in a pump sprayer, And then, where are you? And you're in Jersey?
Yeah, Northern New Jersey.
Okay, so go to like a hardware store and go ask them for a product called Quick Joe. Q-I-K, it's spelled. Q-I-K, Joe. Joe,
yeah.
Like your buddy Joe. You have a buddy Joe?
Yeah.
And yep. Good. Well, then, just like your buddy Joe, you're going to put that in a pump sprayer, and you spray this directly onto a stoop or onto an area where you want. It'll create like some residual value for you, Leanne, that you'll spray it down, and then you won't have to do it every time. You'll notice that if there's a light snow or even just a small accumulation of ice, it takes it away, and it's less harmful on surfaces than the pitted stuff as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, we're going to talk more ice in particular up on your roof with an inventor of a brand new product that I think you're going to want to listen to. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Before we're having a little problem getting to our guests, so let's get back to your calls. Who would you like me to take? All right. And I would need to know that person's name, but we'll go to line two. Good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. How are you, Steve?
Pretty good, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you?
Got a question for you. We've got a ranch house, and yesterday I went around the house with the roof rake, and I was able to get a lot of the snow off there, you know, preventing the ice dams from occurring.
You want to wait, hold on. You want to rent that roof rake? Because there's none available. You could make a fortune.
Well, I brought it back from Minnesota 20-some years ago, and I'm glad I made that purchase
Minnesota. All right, so you got all the root, yep.
I got all the snow off, but it made me wonder, because I was going around, and our ventilation for the attic is the simple mushroom vents, and I realized that they're completely, you know, covered with snow. So, in other words, the soffits and the vents are not doing their job right now. What do you think's going on inside that attic right now?
Well, this I'll tell you exactly what's going on, and this is why so many people are having problems with the ice damming. We got so much snow, and cold snow, right? It was so cold when it snowed, and the amount that happened, it's like this giant blanket sitting on top of your attic. Even the most well-insulated attic spaces, because the furnaces and boilers have been running nonstop, you're going to lose some heat, and it's going to escape, you know, up into that attic. It just can't get anywhere because it's like another, you know, it's like another layer on top of there. Sun comes out and hits that lower portion of the roof where, you know, it's melting underneath there that you can't see it. And then it hits the cold gutter, the metal against the cold, and that's where it freezes. And that's, you know, what is causing this. It's atmospheric. And, your attic is holding more heat, and it's actually helping the ice damming to occur. So if you have your mushroom vents that are completely covered, you know, in a perfect world, you'd get some of that snow off of there. I don't know how. You know, I suppose if you went up in the attic space, you could take a hairdryer where the vent is, and you could blow a hairdryer on there to warm that metal to try and get it to melt.
Right.
You'd be standing for a while.
Okay, I do have some lung extensions that I can put on that roof rake, mm-hmm. so I can get up to around there. But am I right that the air is not flowing through the attic? It's not cooling the attic down the way it should be, and there might be condensation building in the attic?
Well, remember, it's not cooling it. It's just allowing the air to flow from the outside. Is there condensation forming inside there? It could be. I think it's a temporary thing, so I wouldn't like be overly concerned about it. But do you have access to that attic space?
You know what? I've got to empty out a closet to get into the hatch area. It's a
but
hassle.
If
I could work on the outside, it'd be easier.
If you have the extensions and you can reach the mushroom vents, then just do that. Mm-hmm. And if you're if you're super concerned, you know, which I think I want to temper your concern on there. This is a temporary thing. The weather warms up. We're a week away probably from having some relief in all this, but right. You will hedge your bet by getting those mushroom vents pulled away. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, we do have our guest on. Speaking of ice damming, there's a brand new product called the Ice Dam Remover, all right? And I heard about this from a colleague who I work with at WGN-TV, and he said his friend, Todd Carl, is the president of Clear Industries, and Todd's joining me on the phone line this morning. Hey, Todd, welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Well, thank you, Lou. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, your friend, Chris, who we don't know each other personally, but I'm thinking that when the pandemic's over, you know, if this goes well, there's a big steak dinner in it for him.
I'm sure there probably is. that's a good idea.
Yeah, so in the Midwest here, and even in the out east, ice damming is a huge problem, and there is not a product to be found now to help people. You can't find a roof rake. You can't find the calcium, roof melt tablets just because it got bought up. And while they're effective, you have created almost like a, I guess the only way I could describe it is like a fishing net that can help eliminate ice damming.
Yeah, it is a little difficult to describe, that's for sure. The main element of the design is a self-regulating heating cable. It's similar to the de-icing cables that you see on that are placed on roofs to prevent ice dams from forming. They are placed in a zigzag pattern along the edge of the roof. So the cable is similar to that, but it has its differences. It's considerably higher in wattage, a higher power, so that it is able to cut through the ice dams more quickly. And so this heating cable, which when you buy it, typically it's in a roll. In this device, it is routed in a pattern of circular pathways. The circles are about 5 inches in diameter, and there are two sizes to this. One is 4 feet by 1.5 feet, and the other one, the larger one, is 6.5 feet by 18 feet. And basically, when you place it on top of the ice dam, these circular heated elements will drop down, cutting channels in the ice dam, cutting it into the ice, and it actually divides the ice into manageable pieces that you can handle with one hand. And so as it melts down through, it creates the channels. When it gets to the roof material itself, it then heats up enough to separate these ice columns that have formed so you can remove them right from the roof.
I was looking at your video. The website, by the way, is theicedamremover.com. What it kind of reminded me of in that those circular, kind of like a honeycomb or... Like what I was thinking is if I was making sugar cookies at Christmas time and I had the cookie cutter and I cut out all the little circles in the cookie cutter, the dough that's left with all the holes in it is what I would, I mean, you do have to get onto the side of the roof with a ladder, but if you've got a valley where you've got a giant ice dam, you would just kind of drape this over that area almost like...
Yes.
The Christmas lights, the netting Christmas lights that you would put on a bush, and then you plug it in.
Yeah, I think that's a good description. Yeah.
Right? You plug it into a regular outlet. Now, if I've got this giant ice dam in that valley and I were to put this onto, you know, that in this example, about how long when you plug it in do you think it takes for that to kind of cut through that ice and get down to the roofing material?
Well, to some extent, of course, it depends on the temperature outside. You know, it's extremely cold, it slows it down. And then, you know, the thickness of the ice is plays a part of it. But what our tests have shown is in temperatures between 15 and 20 degrees, it melts down through the ice at a rate of about 2 inches per hour.
Okay. All right. And it's reusable and it's durable, right? And you would I've got an area here.
I plug
it in here, use it for a couple hours, and then I got another spot over here. And the whole idea is that it will help to when people get these ice dams and they start to get the leaking, they'll do just about anything. But something like this seems like a nice investment. So. You said you've got two different sizes. Can you talk a little bit about the pricing and then give us information one more time of where people go to find this product?
Sure. As you said, our website is theicedamremover.com, and there are two different sizes, 4 feet by 1.5 feet, and the larger one is 6.5 feet by 1.5 feet. The small one is sells for $250, and the larger one is selling for $325. And so, it's a great value, and the fact that it can be reused over and over again is of great benefit.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate that I learned about you through your friend and that you took the time to come on and talk with us this morning. Todd Carl is the president of Clear Industries Corporation. If you've got some ice damming issues in your home, you may want to check out his product and see if it's right for you. The website, again, theicedamremover.com. Todd, thanks so much for waking up with us this morning. I hope you have a great morning.
Well, thank you very much, Lou. I appreciate the opportunity. You have a good day.
You got it. That's cool. It's really neat. It's kind of like, that's what I was thinking, like a cookie sheet. When you take all the sugar cookies and you're left with the dough on the cookie sheet, and you would lay that onto your roof, and then it melts down, and then those columns, you just knock them off. I mean, if you're in a bind... And I think he's only selling them online, so you can check it out. All right, 877-213-4-LOU, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back after this. People spend 90% of their lives indoors, but do you realize that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted? Contact the indoor air quality experts at Comfort Cavalry Heating and Air, serving homeowners throughout northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. Their first responders prioritize your safety and guarantee your comfort. Comfort Cavalry Heating and Air will turn your home into a safe haven with April Air. Call 847-395-0545 or visit comfortcavalry.com. That's comfortcavalry.com.
You've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Best thing to do is just buy a new furnace. I mean, we need a bigger one anyway, don't we?
A bigger one won't fit in that corner.
Well, then put it in the southeast corner.
That's where the stairs are.
Well, then put it in the southwest corner.
Then you'll put it on top of Mrs. Newton.
Who?
Mrs. Newton, the lady who's buried in the basement.
There's a lady buried in our basement?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, well, sit down. This may come as quite a shock.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Maria in Queens. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Lou. My question is regarding a propane tank. My daughter and her fiancé just bought a house.
Okay.
And right now there's an old temporary tank there that the previous owners put, and it's temporary, and it looks like it's in bad shape. My future son-in-law wants to replace it with another tank, and my daughter wants to convert everything to gas, and they're kind of arguing about it.
Well, let me tell you, if this future marriage can't make it through this, then we have some problems, Maria. Okay, so I'm assuming the home is heated with propane, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is gas service an option?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so they're just buying this house, or they purchased this house.
Yes.
And
they're not in it yet.
Right. And what other kinds of work are they going to have to do to this house, or do they want to do to this house?
Not much. They want to replace a wood floor in a dining room.
Okay. This is the reason that I bring this up is that adding natural gas will be an added value proposition for the home when they go to sell it, right? Now, I mean, it does mean that they have to possibly replace the furnace or the boiler, or at least the orifices that are in there, if it's possible, the age of the unit, the stove and that kind of stuff also would need to be replaced. So there's some ancillary purchases that have to go with this. But in the end, you know, the next generation of buyers, you know, coming even after your daughter and your future son-in-law, they're going to want natural gas and not going to have to worry about a propane person coming to fill up and stuff. So if you're asking my opinion, if it's within their budget to do, it's only going to benefit them down the line to add value to the home and make life a lot easier.
That's what she and I both thought. Now the stove is new, and someone said that the stove is able to be converted. Is that true?
newer stoves may, in fact, depending on the manufacturer, with propane versus natural gas, it's a little piece, it's called an orifice, where the gas comes out to light. That needs to be a different size for natural gas versus propane. And many, many stoves are convertible. So you would just have to check with the manufacturer and say, I've got a Frigidaire, whatever, that's propane, and they'll probably say, yep, sure, we just need to send you the kit, and you may have to have someone do it, but it's pretty easy to do.
Okay, terrific. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, other than this whole disagreement, do we like this kid?
He's a good guy.
All right. Well, we can get by this then. Okay, that's fine. Next thing, they'll be talking about a dog. So good luck with that.
Oh, that actually, you hit the nail right on the head. That is the next argument.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw somebody say that, hey, shouldn't I get some award during this pandemic? I made it through pandemic without getting a dog, without having two screens to work on from home, and, you know, like all these different things that people talked about that they had at home. So good luck to them. God bless them.
Thank you so much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4-LOU. This is real quick, see if we can get Bob, who's in Happy Valley. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, real quick about ice damming. We live in Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and we have a southern exposure to the front, which is no problem. The back, we get ice damming all the time.
Yeah.
I have a roof rake. Works good. But if you don't do it right away, you will get the ice in the gutters. What we have tried is very simple. My wife has older or even the new knee highs not nylon,
right?
You
right,
know, but
right.
knee highs. We put the better calcium stuff in there, whatever it's called, the ice melt, and we just tie it off. And all you have to do is just throw it up on your roof, close to your gutter. That will melt everything, and you'll eliminate all of your problems.
Oh yeah, no, and it's a great. I'm wearing knee highs right now. No, I'm not. You can't.
That's your choice.
You can right. Don't be a judger. You fill that. There used to be a company that I don't think exists anymore. They actually made that sock that you're speaking of, and they figured out a way to make it with liquid calcium chloride. And so it was about 18 inches to 20 inches long, and it was like, you know, it was like this big thing of salami that you would put on the roof, and then the liquid worked even better. But if you cannot find items like roof melt, buy the knee highs, fill it up with that calcium chloride, and you'll be good to go. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, this hour of House Smarts Radio is done. Thank you so much for listening. But continue to call 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Want more of Lou and the House Smarts crew? House Smarts is so much more than a weekly radio show. We're your home improvement resource for big jobs, small jobs, and everything in between. Visit HouseSmartsTV.com for more tips, trends, seasonal advice, and exciting products. You'll also find links to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to sign up for our monthly e-newsletter. Be sure to also subscribe to HouseSmarts TV on YouTube for access to hundreds of DIY videos and feature segments made to help homeowners just like you. From lawn care maintenance to patching up your driveway, from sewers to shingles, our videos run the gamut. So what are you waiting for? Those squeaky floors and banging pipes aren't going to fix themselves. If you have a home project, are struggling with a quick fix, or maybe just want to touch up on your home improvement knowledge, then make HouseSmarts your one-stop shop. That's HouseSmarts TV on YouTube and HouseSmartsTV.com.
Saturday morning, right. You're ready to get working.
Here we go.
That's right. You're tuned into Lou.
Yes, I was just wondering, this Mr. I'll Come Over and Help Scrape, Prime, and Paint Your Wrought Iron Railing?
And House Smarts Radio.
No, that's coming up later on.
He may not be knocking on your door anytime soon, you know, social distancing, but he sure will help you now over these radio airwaves.
What time are you going to be here?
All you have to do is call. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Katie, who was kind enough to hang on Long Island. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Lou. Thank you so much for taking my call.
How may I help you?
I have two questions. Once I get in the mail things about...
Did I lose Katie? Hold on, Katie, are you still there? Oh, I'm still connected to Katie, but I don't hear her. Katie. Go ahead, start over again. Your phone just cut out. Go right ahead.
Sorry. So I wanted to know about air duct cleaning. I have hot air heat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you would recommend?
It is. You know, when it comes to the air quality inside your home, having a qualified air duct cleaner come to your home, you know, it's like a 7 to 10 year proposition that I think should be done as a regular maintenance option. And it isn't just, you know, anybody that comes to you, Katie, and says, oh, hey, lady, I'll do this for $300. And they come in with a vacuum cleaner and they make a bunch of noise and they bang on things. The good quality air duct cleaning companies actually come and cut a hole in your plenum of your furnace. They use this hose that has a whip on the end of it that kicks out air to bang up against the side. It's actually a noisy proposition. It'd be a great time for you to go take a nice long lunch and let them really scrub the insides and suck out all the dirt and debris inside the ductwork, and it will improve the indoor air quality in your home.
Okay, and how do I find a qualified one?
Well, so there's a bunch. I mean, you know, not every HVAC company does this. And so there are some companies that this is all they do. You know, they do duct cleaning. I'm more of the like, do you have a regular HVAC contractor that does work on your home?
No, I don't.
Not at all. When's the last time you had that system serviced in your home?
I have gas, and I would bet it's 20 years.
Okay. Well, we need it serviced, and we need it. And do you know the name of the manufacturer of your furnace?
No, but I can take a look.
All right.
While
so
we talk.
Here's how I. You don't need to do it now, but here's what I would do to start, since you don't have a regular contractor. Whomever the manufacturer is, if it's a Lennox or a Carrier or a Train, start there. Go to their website. They'll have a dealer locator. And then from there, say, you're a Train service dealer. Do you also do duct cleaning? And if they say no, then we go on to the next one and on to the next one. But you need two things. You need that furnace serviced, which is important, and then the duct cleaning later, which is also important to improve the air quality in your home. Katie, thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate it. I need to make some time now for our farm story, which we do each week. We moved it around a little bit just because we had the ice damming interview about that product this morning that we talked about. But something that I like to feature, some really terrific stories about people helping each other in the ag community. This is our farm story for this morning. Take a listen. Like father, like daughter, Christy Bland grew up loving to farm. Her father, James, is the third generation in his family to run his 1,400-acre family rice and soybean operation in the Mississippi Delta. He's been farming since he was a kid, passing it on to his own as they grew up. But while the work on the farm was filled with family and fun, his daughter Christy, who now runs the Bland Farm alongside her dad, wasn't always sold on the family business. After receiving a bachelor's degree in chemistry, followed by a master's in science, her father could have never guessed where she'd be 5 years from graduating, tending to soil on the land she and generations of her family were raised on. In fact, her return to the farm was inspired by her ancestors, who were among millions of black farmers in generations past, who had to fight for their right to keep their land she had been given. Not only are Christy and her father James continuing their family legacy, but they're among 49,000 black farmers left working today. For minority farmers, finding land to buy along with having access to credit that allows you to buy that land is next to impossible. Christy sits on the board of the Black Growers Council, which works to promote networking opportunities for black row crop farmers, allowing for more efficient and sustainable possibilities. Maintaining the legacy of minority farmers across the country, including her own family, has become Christy's drive, influenced in large part by her dad. After 50 years of driving tractors, James Bland Jr. has a few seeds of knowledge to plant in his daughter's mind, the most important being a strong work ethic. And while Christy can pick up almost anything her dad throws at her, she will never wake up as early as him for work. And she tries. I like that. I like that. That's our farm story. It's just the ag community. You know, this all started with the great Orion Samuelson retiring. I know we got a lot of you that listen, that work in the ag communities. And this is no surprise to any of you how this community operates. But it's something that I think is worth sharing each Saturday morning. Why not? You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 7:16 in the morning. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Get a jump on spring and purchase your By the Yard outdoor furniture now. Shop with By the Yard now through March 1st and save 10% on all maintenance-free outdoor furniture. We just ordered a By the Yard outdoor table that hopefully is going to get delivered when, you know, the snow is gone. I'm thinking sometime in April or August. But we're super excited about it. Fire tables, dining sets, rockers, so much more. Shop them safely in-store in their Vernon Hills location, online at bytheyard.net, or call their showroom, or try their new virtual appointment. Request a catalog and a free color sample, too. Call 877-220-0448. By the Yard, recycled, maintenance-free, and American-made. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's get back to the phone lines now. This is Sally, who's in Morris. Hi, Sally.
Hi. Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
We have, I have a fireplace that when we use it and we have the flue open, we get a smell, a pretty strong, like, sewer or sulfur smell from the basement. My husband thinks it's from the drain by the furnace. We live out in the country and we have an ejector pit. We have a septic field. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
So you have a fireplace, wood burning fireplace.
Yes.
There's not, is there a firebox down below or no?
That the ashes go in.
Right, but in other words, in your basement, there's not another fireplace down in the lower level.
There is not. No, we do have one in our, it doesn't matter, probably, there's one in our bedroom, but that's on the first floor. But we do have I don't know if they all have this, but an ash, a little opening for where the, when the ashes
right.
are not, yeah, they go down the basement.
Okay, and you use that?
Yes, not every time we use the fireplace.
So when you make a fire, and this is a wood-burning fireplace, correct?
Yes.
You get an acidy, sort of sewery smell. And the other thing is, when, if you can remember, is the last time you had that chimney inspected and cleaned?
We just had it done this summer.
You did.
Last summer.
And what did the technician say? All right, lady, you're great. Well, $200 or whatever.
Well, it had not been cleaned in embarrassingly enough in 20 almost 20 years.
Okay.
I was told by a coworker, I work at a vocational center, and the fire science person said you need to get it cleaned. So we did get a chimney sweep out there, and I wasn't watching him, but
right.
he didn't say anything like that. Anything, he cleaned everything. Obviously, it took a little while, but we did get a gas light installed to turn it on with gas.
Sure.
Okay,
so I'm trying to do a little Inspector Clouseau here to try and help you out. Which, by the way, is a complete aside. This has nothing to do with Inspector Clouseau, but I want you to watch the Stanley Tucci on CNN called "Searching for Italy" food show. It's amazing. Okay, now back to you. This odor that you're experiencing, you said you did this last year when you had the chimney cleaned. You did the gas log lighter. Did the odor start then, or is this a recent development in the last 3 months?
We did not have the fireplace going in the summertime, but
right.
We just recently we had the smell very strong. I remember years ago having a very mild smell like that from the basement,
mm-hmm.
but nothing like this. This is really, really strong.
Okay.
We did have our septic field. Sorry.
Okay. But now the other thing, the last question I need to ask you, this fireplace that you have and the chimney and that goes down to the basement, this is a masonry chimney that rises up from the basement. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So your ejector pit, that has nothing to do with your chimney. Your septic system has nothing to do with your chimney. You may have a water heater that goes into the chimney. Is there a water heater over there by the chimney in the basement?
No. I mean, it's not close to it.
It doesn't vent into that chimney at all.
I don't think, no, it would not.
Okay.
Because it's in a separate room on the other side.
And how many fires have you built this year?
Probably.
This is Fire Talk with 10. This is Fire Talk with Sally. Yeah. This is Fire Talk with Sally.
I'm getting to the point where I don't want to do it.
Right. No. So every fire smells stinky.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, I think it's a drafting issue. And and I think that what you're getting is, I almost want you to build another fire, and I want you to build a nice small fire, and I want that fire to go for hours and hours to really get that chimney nice and warm. And and I think that what we need to do is kind of cook off what's on the inside from perhaps when they loosened and cleaned it a little bit, even though you've done like 10 fires or so. That smell, I think, is probably more of a chemical reaction of the creosote and whatnot that's inside there. Worst case scenario, you probably need to get it inspected again. You're in Morris. You know, I think that like our Lindeman Chimney folks, they have people that are down south, and they may have someone that comes down there as well. And so if you go to their website, cleanfireplace.com, they will figure it out. But build a good fire like today. What time is it? Come on, get some cocoa. Build a fire now and have it go until until it's wine time. Like whenever you start drinking wine. I mean, unless that's like 2. I'd like it to go like, you know, like 7. Okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right? And just keep feeding it. It drafts, no problem. You don't get smoke in the house or anything?
No, it drafts fine. The only thing, my husband seems to think the smell's coming from the drain, though, by the furnace.
The drain?
Like the drain that's in the floor.
Okay,
the basement floor.
So if that's what he thinks, does anything go into that drain currently?
He just, he said that it's the whatever water, I don't know. He explained it to me, the water that runs off and a little bit comes from the furnace. It'll drain in there. It's not like a lot.
Yeah, but that has a trap, and that's not connected to your chimney.
I know. Why would it smell?
I don't know. If you put your nose over the top of that drain, does it smell?
He said it did.
Okay. So if he thinks it does and it's drafting that, so then let's do this as a test. Take a plastic bag. Cover that drain. You have the hose there, but cover that drain and tape it to the ground. That won't do anything. The furnace can still drain. Fire up that fire and see if that smell is there. I don't think it's from the drain. And if for some reason I'll tell you what, if you cover that and all of a sudden it doesn't smell and you're like, oh my gosh, I am drinking wine at 2. then take the cover off there and have your husband or you take a toilet brush and scrub the sides of that drain all the way down to the trap. I highly doubt that's what it is, but why not? Give it a try.
We could try it. Okay.
Call me back next week and let me know what happens.
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213. Who's line one? I don't have a line one. I have three. So I don't know who line one is, my dear.
You ruined my flow.
I'm looking at your flow right there. It's Sally, and then it says Lenore.
Oh, yeah. Where'd that go? Huh.
Yeah. What would you like? Ron, line one?
Ron, line one.
Hi, Ron. You're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I have a question. Our house in Naperville is 25 years old. The bathroom, we're... wife wants to get remodeled, and without any home shows or anything this year, what's the best way to go about getting quotes for something like that?
You know, we should have, Lindsay, done a virtual home show. We should have figured out how to put a virtual home show where, like, I went to people's showrooms with my camera and done them all and did that. That would have been a good one, right? Like, hey, how you doing?
Really
I'm here with Jimmy's and Jimmy's bathrooms, and Jimmy, tell me about your bathroom. We could do, like, 5 minutes with Jimmy.
Shoot.
I thought of this yesterday.
There's still time.
Yeah, we could do it.
It's never too late.
Just go with the, and we could be
never
far away,
late,
right?
Right?
We just, and have it be run and gun with the little gimbal thing. Me and you were 6 feet apart. Our mask on. Jimmy, tell me about this. And then, right, then we talk about HVAC people, right? And then we put it all together and we put it at WGNradio.com. How many people in the sales staff right now you think are all standing at attention right now?
Well,
bing, 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 bing.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, Ron, this is a problem. I get it. There's no home shows. But you can go to showrooms. And so I think that, where are you at? You're in Naperville. You can go to places like, Well, like there's a terrific showroom called Studio 41. It's been around for a long time. There may be a showroom out in Naperville that I'm unaware with, but you could go look at different things and say, I like that tub, I like this thing, and take your camera and picture. And if you can either coordinate with one of these showrooms directly, or you can then coordinate with a remodeling contractor. They can also, many of them are design build people that can help you do all this. I mean, we've got a sponsor here, Cobblestone Remodeling, that does that. They've got design people that could come in and design it all and show you all these samples. And so we just got to get creative as to how we do it. I will tell you, is this a master bath or a second bath?
Master bath.
Yeah. So, you want to do things right, right? This is where you're going to, this is your main deal here. So size of the shower.
Yeah, we're going to die here and sell it in 30 years.
Yeah. So
you know, want to do the right thing.
Right. So, in a master shower, if you're not going anywhere and you've got another tub in the house, I highly recommend just making it a shower, like a big giant shower. I think it's really, and If you're talking about staying there for a long time, then we want to future-proof this shower. So maybe you don't need grab bars now, but when they go to frame it all together, you're going to have them put backing behind all the tile so that they can put grab bars in there 10 years from now, where when we design this, there's framing right back there, drill right through there and go. And get it all done now so it grows with you. Go to cobblestoneremodeling.com, start there, and it's worth a shot to have them come out and take a look at it, and at least it'll help you off, and then we'll figure out how to do our virtual home show. When we come back, we're going to talk with the inventor, the very charismatic inventor of Superzilla.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini. He's taking your questions right here on House Smarts Radio.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. Okay, if you listen to this show with any regularity, you know a product that I talk about all the time is Superzilla. And I asked Lindsay a few weeks ago, I said, we got to get a hold of that founder. And we got him. Don Kettles is the founder of Superzilla, and he joins us on the House Smarts phone line right now. Don, how you doing?
I'm running as fast as I can run.
Well, that's a good thing. You and I met several years ago at a convention, and I remember Lindsay was there as well, and you were super passionate about this product. I think it's the first time that I had ever seen the product. And then I started using the product. And I mean, look, I'm a believer. You don't have to sell me. But I think for a lot of us, they think about lightweight oils, and Superzilla is more than that. They think about probably the biggest name out there, WD-40. But Superzilla is a very different product than that, isn't it?
Yes, it's truly a cleaner, a lubricant, and a penetrating oil. And it will perform each one of those functions better than any individual or multi-purpose product on the world market.
And it's non-flammable.
Right. It's classified as a non-hazardous formula, and it's actually certified by the USDA as a bio-based product. And in order to get that certification, it must be non-hazardous.
Wow. Wow.
And it's the only federal certification for a green product. The USDA, in my knowledge, is the only one that certifies green product.
Mm. All right, let's talk a little bit. Let's talk about the lubrication aspect of Superzilla. What are some of the advantages of using Superzilla as a lubricant as opposed to some of the other leading brands that are out there?
Okay, to start out with, it's actually slipper than oil. So, in addition, it's non-ionic, which means it has a zero charge. So particles out there floating around the atmosphere, they're plus or minus, and they get attracted to opposite charged particles.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Superzilla has a zero charge, nothing gets attracted to it. So the lubrication can work for longer periods without the sandpaper effect you get with sand and dust and dirt getting on the lubrication.
Right. Like people, what you're referring to is like if you use some lightweight petroleum-based product, say to loosen up some hinges, you may notice that after about a month or so, it's all dirty because it's actually attracting the dirt that's flying around in the air.
That's correct. That's what it's doing. It's actually attracting it. So where superzoa stuff just kind of go by it. And the other thing it does, you can't always put a lubricant on the spot you want it.
Right.
So superzoa has natural capillary reaction. It will actually walk uphill against gravity. So think about a plant. It goes up, it goes out, it goes down. Superzoa goes in all directions. So it will creep into areas that you can't get with a normal lubricant.
Hmm. And obviously, in that scenario, the whole idea is to apply it and then just give it a little time to do its job.
Right. It will eventually get in every spot. Well, I'll give you an example of, let's say, a chain, for example, a bike chain.
Okay.
There's parts in that bike chain you put oil on. It'll never get to the lubrication part of the chain. But you put superzoa on that chain, you let it sit for a couple of days, it'll get every part of that chain. And I've had so many people tell me that who ride bikes for like 250 miles and stuff that they couldn't believe how much easier it was to pedal the bike.
Wow. I've used it quite a bit as a lubricant, and I was super impressed by everything you just said. But then more recently, I've started to use it as a cleaner. And in particular, maybe about 6 months ago, I sprayed it onto some garden tools, you know, like shears and loppers and whatnot, and I cleaned the blades, you know, that can get pretty worn and you get residue from things you're cutting, and I was just amazed at how clean it got everything, and I would think, too, for gardening, since it's bio-based, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not harmful to plants.
Right, it's not going to hurt anything. I mean, basically, it will naturally biodegrade in probably between 70 and 90 days. So there's no real harmful effects on the environment. For example, if you use a hazardous chemical, for every drop that goes on the ground, it can contaminate between 50 and 1,000 gallons of groundwater.
Wow.
Or superzoa, if it hits the ground, it basically in 70, 90 days will just go back into the normal state. It won't really harm anything.
Hmm. Give me some examples of other things you can use superzoa on as it's a cleaner. Now, one of the things that prompted this conversation was a few weeks ago, my wife asked me to clean the oven, and I was looking for the oven, the Easy Off, and we didn't have any. And I thought, I wonder if superzoa will clean the inside of an oven. You know what, Don? Superzoa cleans the inside of an oven.
Yeah, I know. Every day we get emails here from people telling us, God, you wouldn't believe what this stuff does.
Yeah.
But it's just like what we tell people is this. If soap and water will remove something, use soap and water. Simple, it's easy, everything else. For everything else, use superzoa. And it will take off stuff that nothing else will take off. I had a guy up in Flint, Michigan, who saw one of our ads. And he'd had three different carpet cleaners into his home to remove spots on his carpeting.
Sure.
And all of them told him when they got done that they can't get the spots out. You'll have to replace your carpeting. Well, he saw our ad, and he says, well, it was worth a try for $12.95. So he went and got a can of superzoa, put it on the spots, and all the spots came out. And so we hear this a lot. I mean, you know, we hear it on cars. I mean, people have something on the side of the car that nothing else will take off. If they put superzoa, it comes off. And so it's really, that's the fun part. It just does stuff. I'll tell you another thing. I had a guy who had a coat that had oil-based stains on it for 5 years.
Okay.
And he went and put superzoa on it and let it sit a little while and then put some Tide detergent on where the superzoa was, threw it in the wash machine, all the stains were out, and the coat looked like new. He said he couldn't believe it.
Wow. So is the, I mean, not to, I'm not asking you for a chemistry lesson, but is the chemistry behind it that the solution, the superzoa solution, so I know you've done an example of, like, if someone were to put graffiti on your car, you could use it to take the graffiti off, but it wouldn't harm the clear coat. Does the superzoa kind of penetrate the stain or the paint and then sort of break it apart? Is that what it does?
Okay, so basically, if the paint has been baked on or powder coated, which basically all car finishes are, most stuff now is anyway, it's not going to harm that because that's a harder coating and we won't really do anything to it. But if somebody sprays the side of your car with normal spray paint, anything sprayed out of a can, superzoa will remove it. So basically what it does is it breaks the bonds of that paint so it won't stick, and they won't stick to each other, and they won't stick to the baked down or powder-coated paints of the vehicle. So you spray it on, let it sit a while. All of a sudden, you'll start seeing it kind of crack apart. Mm-hmm. You spray a little bit more on and just wipe it off, and it'll look like new.
Yeah, amazing stuff.
Now, what I'll also do is, you know how somebody will open their door into your door, and it will leave a color mark?
Oh, sure.
You can just take a little Superzill on a rag, just put it on there, just rub it on, let it sit a few minutes, and rub the mark right off.
Wow. Look, if I got a couple extra pounds on me, can I rub that off? Will it do anything with that? Because then you'd really have something.
No, I don't think we would help there.
Don Kettles is the founder of Superzilla. He is just as passionate now as he was when I met him a few years ago at a trade show. Don, how do people learn more about your product and where they can find it?
Okay, if they go to our website at buysuperzilla.com, there's demonstrations on there, there's videos on there, and there's even the commercial that we're running on national TV right now.
And it's buysuperzilla.com.
That's correct, yep.
You got it. Don, I really do appreciate you taking the time today. I wish you only the best of luck, good health, and continued good fortune, sir.
All right, it's a pleasure talking to you, Lou. Thank you so much for calling.
You got it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name's Lou Manfredini.
Just right. A minute. I have to tell you, I went to Menards,
and
I got a hold of a guy in the paint section, and he said, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
877-213-4-LOU.
Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle.
House Smarts Radio with
some
me, Lou Manfredini. Thank you so much for listening to our show and waking up with us on Saturday mornings. So happy to help you each Saturday morning. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call.
What do I stand
all right.
For?
Back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Crete, where Lenore is on the line. Hi, Lenore.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about the Ace cabinet and trim paint.
Mm-hmm.
I know you talked about it being self-leveling.
Right.
And I went to my local Ace Hardware last week. I was going to buy some, and they told me that it's on a closeout and that they only had a couple of quarts left. Now, did they stop making it?
Not to my knowledge. It might be that store stopped selling it, but I don't know that for a fact. I don't think that's true.
He said that they replaced it with the Clark and Kensington cabinet paint, and I asked them if that was self-leveling, and they said they didn't know.
Mm.
So I wanted to know if you knew if the Clark and Kensington is self-leveling.
Boy, you got me on that one. I am unaware that I'll have to double check. I'll ask if you keep listening. I can send an email to find out for sure. I mean, this stuff changes all the time, but I know that we still carry the Clark cabinet and trim paint product out there, and it's a really nice product. I don't believe it's been discontinued.
I should try a different ace.
I'm sorry?
Maybe I should try a different ace.
Well, why don't you keep listening and let me, if you give me a little bit of time when I'm in a break, I'll find out and then I'll let you know and let the listeners know as well. What is it that you're painting?
Cabinets, my kitchen cabinets.
Mm-hmm. And what are they now?
Like honey oak, you know, they're
so do a little bit of light sanding and, you're going to paint them white.
Yes.
Okay. Did that ace have the cabinet trim paint? You said it was closeout. Did they have a gallon of it or 2 gallons?
They had 1 gallon and like 3 little quarts, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the guy said that they were not allowed to tint them. I said, well, I want white. So I didn't know if, you know, you had to put a tint into white or not.
Sounds like you've got someone that doesn't know what they're talking about because it can be tinted. I don't know why they wouldn't be allowed to. Now, I do know that some of the paint machines at the stores have changed, and that could be an issue with older stock. But keep listening. Let me see what I can figure out, and I'll in the next 10 minutes, I'll figure it out.
Okay, one more question real quick about this thing.
Yep.
I have 17 doors and 7 drawers. How much paint would I need for that?
Say that again.
17 doors and 7 drawers. So would I need a couple of gallons?
Probably. It's the same. Okay, I just found one of my store managers was listening, and the product is still made. It just has a new label, and it's made under the Benjamin Moore name. It's the same product. They have a new label, and so it could be that the what's in the can is is discontinued from the name and the labeling, but now Ace has an agreement with Benjamin Moore on manufacturing a bunch of the paint. A lot of Ace dealers are Ben Moore dealers as well. But there's a new that same formula from their Ace cabinet and trim paint is now part of the Benjamin Moore line. So if your Ace dealer that you went to was a Benjamin Moore retailer, they should be able to put you into that product. Yeah.
Okay, and about 2 gallons, you think?
I would say 2 gallons. It's always more than a gallon. Like everyone always thinks it's a gallon, and then you're halfway through it, and you're like, "Look, if you don't open the gallon and you don't tint the paint, then you can bring it back." But, yeah. I think that that should work for you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
You got it. Good luck with the project. I appreciate that as well. Well, it's a good thing Ace sponsors this show. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Actually, it's called Clark & Kensington Premium Interior Semi-Gloss. So it's the same product. It's a gray and black can. And it's under that line. Yep, there you go. Who would you like me to talk to? I'm just having fun with myself here this morning. Is this Steve? Steven and Glenn? You're telling me to, but all these pictures you're sending me. I'm sorry, I'm bumping up against time. Quick break.
When nothing less than perfect will do.
Call
630 Perfect.
Perfect Home Services.
Act now and get Trane's standard efficiency heating and cooling system for as low as $73 per month. Or get Trane's highest efficiency system for as low as $143 per month with approved credit. Call 630 Perfect or go to phsdeals.com for details.
When nothing less than perfect will do.
Call
630 Perfect.
Perfect Home Services.
630 Perfect.
Hi, I'm Steve Malman. For over 25 years, we fought hard for those injured in assisted living facilities. We have the experience to know what matters. Hiring a team that focuses on assisted living injuries matters. Getting justice and compensation for your loved one matters. Having a caring, dedicated team by your side matters. Call 888-MALMAN-LAW. That's 888-MALMAN-LAW. Or visit malmanlaw.com. Malman Law. We know what matters most.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the space repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
For more HouseSmarts radio, visit HouseSmartsTV.com to find hundreds of DIY videos and feature segments right at your fingertips. That's HouseSmartsTV.com.
Change is good, and maybe it's time to change your ride. Look no further than the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickup on the road. Chevy Silverado's Drive Mode Selector lets you select tow and haul, snow and ice, or off-road to match any condition. With over 12,000 pounds of available towing capacity, you can haul snowmobiles, trailers, RVs, you name it. Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication and all the latest safety features like forward collision alert, lane change alert, side blind zone alert, and front and rear park assist. All the safety and comfort you want in a pickup truck. Right now, get $5,000 cash allowance on a 2020 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. Plus, check out Chevy's Shop, Click, and Drive. Shop online, take delivery at home. It's simple, it's safe, it's smart. Head on over to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer, tell them Lou sent you, or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Change is good, and now it pays big. It's time now for WGN Radio News.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, WGN, 720 on your radio and always online. Tell your smart speaker to play WGN Radio, Chicago's only 24-hour live news. Nexstar Media Group Station.
7 degrees and some legitimate sunshine at 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Don Kleppen. This news report is sponsored by the Yard. Chicago police putting out a warning for residents after a string of armed robberies on the north side. Look at WGN traffic now. There's a crash outbound on the Eisenhower at Cicero. It's on the right. No delays from it. The rest of the interstates are clear. Mayor Lightfoot says the COVID vaccine equity strategy is delivering results. Here's WGN's Judy Wang with more on that story.
In the past week, 50% of first doses were administered to Black and Latinx Chicagoans, but Lightfoot and the city's health commissioner acknowledge there is a long way to go when it comes to closing racial equity gaps. When the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines arrived in December, only 18% of shots were going into the arms of minorities. Illinois Department of Public Health data shows Black and Latinos are getting vaccinated at half the rate of white residents.
Despite recent vaccine weather delays, Governor Pritzker expects the state to receive a 500,000 doses next week. Chicago police warning residents about a string of armed robberies reported on the west side of the city. Each time the robbers approached a woman sitting in a vehicle, showed a handgun, and demanded her cell phone and belongings. Each time the thieves pulled up close to the woman's vehicle in a black SUV, possibly a Jeep. Three episodes happened between February 11th and 16th in the blocks of West Huron, Madison, and Congress Parkway. One suspect is described as between 25 and 30 years old, about 6 foot 2 inches tall and 170 pounds, showing a silver handgun during the robberies. Anyone with info is asked to call Area 3 detectives. And a suburban pizzeria owner is being sued, accused of using secret shoe cameras to record videos of the skirts of his teenage waitresses. Michael Papandrea owns Parmesan's Woodstone Pizza in Frankfurt, as well as two other restaurants. He was arrested and charged criminally in the case last year. A new civil lawsuit filed on behalf of eight alleged victims says Papandrea required young servers and hostesses to wear skirts. Lawyers also claim police recently found thousands of upskirt images on a restaurant hard drive, revealing as many as 500 victims over the past decade. WGN Sports now, here's Joe Brand.
A 5-3 loss to Carolina for the Blackhawks, but it was just the second time in their last nine games that they did not earn a point.
Well, I think that's a team we can learn from, you know. They do it so well, and they've been doing it so well for a long time. So they have that ingrained in their system to work hard, win puck battles, and then the game's just easier on them.
That's Patrick Kane. He had a highlight reel goal last night. Tonight's game against Carolina has been rescheduled to a later date, so the Hawks are off until Tuesday against Columbus. The Bulls fell to Philly 112-105, a career-high 50 points for Philly center Joel Embiid. He becomes the third 76er to score at least 25 points in 12 straight games. The Bulls return to action tonight, hosting Sacramento. College basketball last night, UIC ended its seven-game losing streak with a win over Green Bay. They'll host the Phoenix again tonight. And number 5, Illinois visits Minnesota at 2:30 today. I'm Joe Brand, WGN Sports.
And your forecast now from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Here's Demetrius Ivory.
Areas of freezing fog early today. After that, we'll see mostly sunny skies. It'll be our 16th day in a row with cooler than normal temperatures. The high temperature only 26 this afternoon. Typically, we'd be in the upper 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Breeze picks up. The overnight low 17. And for tomorrow, we'll have snow likely during the afternoon. The high temperature reaches 34. I'm WGN meteorologist Demetrius Ivory.
Sunny skies, 7 degrees at O'Hare right now. I'm Don Kleppen on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Coming up this hour, Lou has got a new Tulu 2 he wants to tell you about. Kind of makes you feel like maybe you're in a scene from Mission Impossible. This is a Wi-Fi enabled deadbolt door lock that gets you in and out of the house with just the touch of your fingerprint. So stay tuned in. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Don't go anywhere. Lou will be right back on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome to Ask a Plumber, brought to you by Plumbers 911 of Chicago. This week, we're joined by Chris Juan of Berwyn Western Plumbing and Heating. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about Berwyn Western.
We are a family-owned and operated company since 1950, and we provide skilled services to homeowners and businesses in the Chicago area and surrounding suburbs, including Westmont, Berwyn, Oak Park, and River Forest.
And we all know the winter season is in full swing. So what's the biggest plumbing issue for your customers right now?
Frozen pipes are the biggest plumbing concern in winter weather. Believe me, no one wants to experience the damage and expense that can be caused by a frozen pipe.
We'll be right back with Chris Juan from Berwyn Western Plumbing and Heating.
Broken pipes, clogged toilet, flooded basement? The professionals at Plumbers 911 Chicago are ready to answer your call. They'll get your plumbing job done right the first time. Their phones are open 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. That's 1-833-PLUM-911.
We're back with Chris Juan. So, Chris, tell us how to avoid frozen pipes.
Pipes at the greatest risk of freezing are those that are exposed to severe cold, like your outdoor hoses, water sprinkler lines, and pipes in unheated areas like basements, crawl spaces, attics, or garages. At Plumbers 911, our advice is to be mindful of your plumbing system as the temperatures change. You can take precautions by wrapping or insulating pipes that are located near outside walls, under your home, or in the attic.
Got any other advice for us, Chris?
We also remind homeowners to direct warm air to the coldest areas of your home. If your kitchen sink is on an outside wall, be sure to leave your cabinet doors open to allow warm air into the cabinet. And if temperatures are extreme, keep one or two faucets running slowly at all times to prevent the line from freezing.
Thanks for joining us, Chris. Remember, if you have a plumbing emergency or need sound plumbing advice, call Plumbers 911 Chicago at 1-833-PLUM-911. That's 1-833-PLUM-911.
Cancer won't wait. It won't wait for appointments to open up or test results to come back. That's why at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, our world-class experts give you the care you need when you need it, with appointments in as little as 24 hours and rapid test results to get you a personalized treatment plan. Because cancer isn't just what we do, it's all we do. Learn more at cancercenter.com/Chicago.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or click to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to home expert Lou Manfredini.
Contractors operate in a world all their own. They really do. They have their own calendar. It's completely different from any calendar anyone else has used. Contractor tell you it's going to be done in 3 days. He like, well, I didn't mean 3 days in a row. I just picked 3 days. Give me one in July, one in August, and then I got one in late November.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 877-2134-LOU. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. How can I help you this morning? Joe Brand, do the Bears have a new quarterback yet?
Why don't you ask me that question in 3 days and in contractor's terms every month?
Right. Give me 3 days. Let me know when that's going to happen. It certainly seems like we need to go after somebody, right?
Yes, of course.
I wanted you to start the rumor, and I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there.
why don't we hire Colin Kaepernick?
Okay.
And make a statement.
Okay. I'm all for that.
Do you think that kid can still play?
You know, it has been a while. I mean, what's it been now? 3-4 years since he's actually taken a snap in the NFL. So, I'm assuming he's been staying on top of things. I know he had a tryout last year where some teams looked at him. I don't think the Bears were part of that. But honestly, at this point, why not try out some other things other than what's been going on with the Mitch Trubisky and Nick Foles experiment, which hasn't been too fortuitous? I don't know. The Bears are a mess. I mean, that's the long and short of it. It needs a whole bunch of renovation on the offensive side of things. And sure, why not try out Colin Kaepernick? I don't care. Let's go. Let's take a look. Let's see what he can do. Let's see what he can bring to the table.
I'm pretty sure I was listening this week. Maybe it was Don or maybe it was Kevin Powell they were talking about. I know Don's a Packer fan, and you know they talk about the Bears-Packers rivalry. It might have been Kevin Powell, but there's no rivalry anymore. Like, the Packers look at the Bears, go, oh, we're playing the Bears. Oh, yeah, there's a win. Right?
Well, the worst thing is whenever they play, they show the graphic of the different amount of quarterbacks that the Packers have had over the past 20 years, and it's 2 or 3, maybe 4. And then for the Bears during that time frame, it's like 20?
Like ants. Yeah. It's like ants. Right. It's like an ant infestation.
I had read something recently that from 98 to 06, I think the Bears hold the record for having a different quarterback every single season for those 8 seasons.
There you go.
That's so odd to me. Like, right?
Don and I have talked about this, too. I remember us having a conversation of why is it that? Why are the Bears always the team notorious for a defense? And, you know, with different front offices and different people leading the organization, why is it that that constant is always there? I mean, is it really a selling point for strong defensive players to come to Chicago and only defensive players, not quarterbacks? Right. Not that's always a mystery in terms of finding a winning team. That's always the stigma of the Bears is not having somebody to run the offense properly. Right. But in Green Bay, they can get it done that way.
And then oppositely, though, like for Green Bay, it's like, sure, they got quarterbacks, but their defense is almost perpetually terrible. Like they never have any good inside linebackers, and they just, it's like it's part of each team's ethos, you know? Like they just can't ever get over that because it's part of the story.
But that's the thing. This is sports.
If you look at the last 10 years for Green Bay, it's kind of worked out.
Yeah. The quarterback is without a doubt the most important position on the field for sure.
And again, it's sports. This isn't science. I mean, yeah, there is sports science, but it's not like only linebackers like to play in the Chicago climate and bear weather and this is only where they're
grown here or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. I get it. It's weird.
Can you get this all figured out by 9 o'clock, Joe?
No, I can't. No one can.
All right, I'm just throwing that out there. Thank you, gentlemen. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Sandy in Wooddale. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Lou. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Okay. Last year, I had my sewer drain rotted out, and then the old toilet was still on there. Then in this past 2 months ago, I had a Cimarron put on there.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since the Cimarron's been on there, my drains, if you flush the toilet upstairs or the one downstairs, the drains down here, you can hear them gurgle.
The Cimarron that you put on there, it's not a power flush toilet, but it's got a pretty good action when it flushes, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Their low flow toilet, their low GPM toilets, but they have a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. I think it's the 4436 or something is the number. I don't know why I happen to know that, but that probably is due to when you had that rotted out, that stack, it still has some obstruction there that's not all the way gone, which is why you're getting that gurgling. So even though it's coming out with a lot of force, it's not a lot of water. And so when it gurgles like that, it's hitting that pipe and it can't get through fast enough.
and they probably need to either come back and pull the toilet and run a rod down there again to clean it, or really the most effective way to figure that out is to get a camera down there.
Okay.
So they can see exactly what's going on. So where are you in Wooddale? So
did you... But after when the old toilet was still on there, it didn't do that.
Right, but is the newer toilet above the older toilet?
No, there's an old toilet upstairs, and then the new one is now downstairs.
Okay.
But when they were both the old toilets, it didn't gurgle.
When they were both the old, but it's when you flush the one upstairs, the downstairs one gurgles?
The drains, the sink, kitchen sink, and the utility room.
Oh, okay, gurgle. Right. It has nothing to do with the toilets as it does with the stacks themselves being clogged. And so it's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that you've got one new toilet. But the issue is that you need to have it rotted out. PermaSeal does offer plumbing services, and they do offer camera services as well. And so if you wanted to try someone else from a plumbing perspective, you could certainly give them a call at 800-421-SEAL and have them come take a look at it and see if they can, you know, clear it once and for all for you. It may require that the toilets have to be pulled. We also have plumbers911.com that you can call as well. Hey, real quick, before we talk with Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet, I do want to let you know with the ice damming stuff, I want to make this point. You're not going to find a roof rake right now. Everybody's sold out. You're probably not going to find the roof melt product. Everyone is sold out just because so many people have the problems with this. I've mentioned throughout different callers today, if you can today, the sun is out. If you have a leaf rake and you can fasten some type of block of wood, like a 2x2 or even a 2x4 to the handle with duct tape or even a couple of hose clamps, depending on what kind of wood you find, to get yourself, you know, maybe 16 feet of reach or something like that. And you may have to put a ladder safely against the house. I don't want you to go too high, but the idea is that you've got to expose that first 2-3 feet of the ice that's jammed up on the side of the house. We need to move that snow away so that the sun that's out today can help us get that ice off of the roof. And we had a caller earlier about the damage where people are like, hey, we can't come up there now. I mean, it's for the safety and well-being of the workers as well. They're not going to go climbing around on your roof. I know that there are some contractors. I saw that there's some guy in the Elmhurst area that comes with steam and, you know, does the roof. I guarantee you they're booked solid, and they're going to be not busy in a couple of weeks because it'll be warm enough that it comes off of there. But if you're looking to be like, what can I do right now? The single best thing you can do is try and remove that roof, the snow from the roof area to allow the sun to pull it away. And you can take some ice melt like that gentleman called. If you get the knee-high nylons, what did they used to sell, the nylons and the little eggs? They still have that company? What was it called? You used to buy them and it was like an egg. Remember? I bet they still have them. I can remember that as a kid. And you'd open them up and they were legs. Weren't they called legs? Right?
Wow.
Right.
She's got legs.
Right. And it was, so you buy those and you fill that with calcium chloride and lay that up in there too, as that gentleman mentioned. That can be a way to get around the fact that I can't find roof melt. If you can find...
I can't believe we just pulled that out. That's amazing.
Anyway, be careful if you're going to do this, but get that snow off there and it will make a difference. All right, now it's time to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Never, ever did we imagine spending as much time in our kitchens as we did in 2020. If that experience left you longing for more workspace efficiency or just an updated style that inspires, then get to the edge. Kitchen and bath inside Builder Supply Outlet. With a huge selection of cabinets, tile, flooring, and hardware options, their design teams can show you how to transform your kitchen into one you love and love spending time in. For affordable design that inspires, go to BuilderSupplyOutlet.com.
How well insulated is your attic? You know that adding attic insulation is one of the simplest ways to maintain a warm home and keep a lid on your heating bill. Department of Energy estimates a properly insulated attic can save up to 50% off your heating bill. Call Dykstra Home Services for Owens Corning Fiberglass Attic Insulation. It'll keep your home warm on days like today and lighten the load on your aging HVAC equipment. Call 800-421-3220 or visit WGNHeatingGuy.com.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Remember this house.
Taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
That it worked by hand. Yeah. It was the dream of an upright man. There was a room that
Welcome
was
back.
Filled with love. Yeah. It was a love that I walked
877-2134-LOU. Too bad I don't have a caller named Jack right now. How about Stephen in Glen Ellyn? Hey, Stephen.
Yes,
hello, Stephen.
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How about Debbie? How about Debbie? Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I've spoken to you so many times over the years, and you're always such a lifesaver. Today, my issue is we just have brand new bluestone steps.
Yep.
And I was warned repeatedly, do not use salt to clean all the ice off. So I'm not, but there's lots and lots of ice on the steps now. I was wondering what I use.
Well, you definitely don't want to use rock salt, but I think that it is, you know, bluestone is beautiful. It's awesome, but it also has a, you know, the stone itself has layers of like shale
right
over the top of it. And so it will naturally over time peel away. You have to use some kind of ice melt product because you're going to fall on your rear end. And then as you're lying there in pain going, wow, this bluestone looks fantastic, call a doctor. I mean, it's just not worth it, right? So stay away from rock salt. Buy straight calcium chloride, okay, which typically comes in white. They look like little BBs. You know, they're very symmetrical when you buy the good quality calcium chloride. And then in the area where you have the ice, you're going to sprinkle sparingly. The biggest mistake that everybody makes with all of the ice melt materials, we just use too much. We pour it on like crazy. We like, you know, if a little bit's good, more should be better. It's like Parmesan cheese, right? You got to take it easy. So then when you see, you sprinkle it on there and you come back in an hour like, oh, the ice is gone. Take a plastic bladed shovel, scrape it away, broom it away, and then don't leave a lot of residue there. And if you're, you know, conscious of that, you're not going to damage the stone.
Okay. I'm writing everything down.
Oh, all right. I thought I lost you there. I thought I put you to sleep for a minute. Wake up.
No, by me. I have probably 90 other questions, but so calcium chloride and a plastic bladed shovel.
Right, we don't want a metal in other words, we don't want a metal shovel that you'll scratch the stone or hook it and, you know, grab a piece of chunk. So it's just a plastic shovel. Right, that the blade is that the blade. If here's the thing too, nobody's got shovels. Everybody's running out of shovels and everything. I mean, it is the amount of discarded, broken shovels that I have seen up and down the streets of people breaking shovels. I saw this poor woman digging out her car, and she had broken the shovel, and she just had the scooper in her hand, and she was like scooping it out. I had a shovel, I was going to stop, and help her, but I didn't. I was like, good luck, lady. No. I felt badly. So, yeah, plastic shovel.
Okay, I will do that. So I also have, I just bought an old cabin, an old wooden cabinet, and the drawers just don't slide, and I bet there's something I can put on there.
You can buy Howard's. If you go to the hardware store, Howard's makes a beeswax lubricant in a block that if you take the drawer out and you put this on the track, that will be your lubricant and it should work out perfectly.
Great. Last question. I mean, I have a thousand other questions. Is there a place online that I can go that you have all your answers that you've asked and answered?
Well, if you go to my website, housesmartstv.com, There's a blog with a lot of Q&A on there. I also have a YouTube channel. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel at HouseSmarts on YouTube, there's a bunch of videos with a ton of information, probably, I don't know, 1,500, 1,800 different videos of just about everything that you possibly can. And not to be overly promotional, but, you know, back in 2000, I wrote a book called it's the HouseSmarts book now. It's paperback, but it's basically the What to Expect When You're Expecting book for your home. That was the whole
guide. I thought you were going with that. I was like,
well, I mean, that's what I did. I mean, I remember that as a young father reading that book with my wife when she was pregnant with Quinn, and I thought, I should write a book about your house and so you understand how it works. And while I wrote it back in 2000, I will tell you that the information is evergreen, and a lot of what I talk about each week here is in there. And if you listen to any regularity, you'll even read some stories of people you may recognize in that book, even 21 years later.
That's great. Well, I've spoken to you several times, and you're always so helpful.
I thought I told you never to call back.
No, you may have, but I don't listen. But I also will tell you, every time I speak to neighbors or people about it, I always say, so, well, I got this because I talked to Lou Manfredini, Somebody asked just this week about, what do I do about woodpeckers? And I said, well, I can do this on my house because Lou Manfredini and WGN Radio. So you get recommendations up and down the North Shore.
You're very kind, Debbie. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling. That's so nice of you. All right. Well, that's my... ego is puffed up. Somebody,
oh, Aunt Debbie.
We're gonna Aunt Debbie. I love when Aunt Debbie calls. Somebody get a saw. We're gonna need to open up the door so I can get through the door. You're listening to HouseSmarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. When we come back, we have a new to Lou 2 that's gonna basically ensure that you never get locked out of your house.
Well, Mr. Castorini, what do you think?
$10,800.
That seems like a lot.
Look. There are three kinds of pipe. There's the kind of pipe you have, which is garbage. Then there's rocks, which is very good, unless something goes wrong. And something always goes wrong. And then there's copper, which is the only pipe I use. It costs money.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
It costs money because it saves money.
And HouseSmarts Radio.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Welcome back to HouseSmarts Radio. Hey, before we get to our Noodaloo 2, I was... saw this information last night. Like, we don't need any more things to worry about, but I know a lot of you purchased snow throwers this year, which, you know, certainly if you were going to buy a snow thrower, this is the year. There is a recall. Toro is recalling its Power Max snow throwers, get this, due to an amputation hazard. So this is some serious stuff. It entails about 6,700 units. And this recall involves the model year of 2021. If you purchased a Toro Max 826 OHAE snow thrower, the model number would be 37802. This is the big two-stage unit that has like that the joystick on there to move the chute around. They've received... several reports of incidents related to the auger failing to disengage when the control lever is released. No injuries have been reported. These units were sold at Home Depot, Ace Hardware, and Toro authorized dealers nationwide. And, of course, online, people bought them at either HomeDepot.com, AceHardware.com, or Toro.com from November 2020 through January 2021. These units cost about... they're about $1,200. They're big units. So if you have one of these, the Consumer Product Safety Board is recalling these. And I think if you go to Toro's website, Toro.com, there's information there with all the serial numbers and whatnot. Be very careful if you have one of these, obviously, because, you know, you just got to be super careful. It's being recalled. It's a unit that's been built for quite some time, but... obviously, there's some problem with this model number of 2021. So check that out and find out if, in fact, you have one of these, and so you can figure out what the appropriate next actions are so nobody gets hurt. Okay,
It is time now for our new Tulu 2, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. When you need a new ride, you need a new Chevy.
We've all seen it. Some movie where someone's walking the halls of a high-security complex, approach the door, place their finger on the scanner, and voila! The inner sanctum of a top-secret mission project opens up.
Access granted.
My head goes to George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Ocean's 11. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
Ooh la la.
Well, with this week's new Tulu 2, you too can be George Clooney. Quickset recently released Halo Touch, a Wi-Fi-enabled deadbolt that allows users to access their homes using advanced fingerprint technology. It connects directly to the homeowner's existing Wi-Fi networks and smartphones to create a simple, secure, smart home without the need for a third-party hub, panel, or subscription service. You touch the fingerprint sensor with a registered fingerprint and the deadbolt opens up. Another touch with any finger closes it. An LED light stripe indicates the current action, whether that's opening, closing, or signaling an unrecognized fingerprint. Halo Touch comes in a satin nickel finish, and you can choose between a contemporary or traditional design. The deadbolt package also includes a rekeyable tumbler lock and two keys as a backup. Quickset Halo Touch goes for $249, and you can find out more at HouseSmartsTV.com.
That's this week's Noodaloo.
Wow, you really needed like a little escape from your family on that one, right? You were doing a whole espionage Mission Impossible thing, right? You were...
You know, you got to keep it fun.
So this is an interesting one. The fact that these electronic locks are evolving, you know, ever more each time. I do like the fact that when these keypad locks first came out, and prior to this with the fingerprint option, you know, a lot of companies were trying to get a subscription fee for all this. Well, obviously, everything has changed with how we wire things to that. What I love about this is certainly you can program your whole family to have the fingerprint, your kids, your husband, wife, partner, whatever it is, to unlock the door. But then you still have the ability to unlock the door and lock the door via your smartphone. So if you weren't going to be home and you needed a plumber or an electrician to come by and you felt comfortable enough with them coming into the home. What I find very interesting, too, is with the app that Quickset has developed, you have a record, too, of who's coming and going. So that's kind of nice, right? And especially for, you know, with the keypad lock, you don't necessarily have that unless it's Wi-Fi enabled. But with the thumbprint, you know that your daughter came home from school at 2 o'clock and it's there. So that's kind of a neat feature that I think could be very useful and easy to install. I mean, the actual unit itself, it's no different on the installation than a regular deadbolt. And the one that they sent us is very handsome. It's a nice brushed nickel unit that I think you would find to be really, really, well, it'd fit into any decor for sure. So check it out. It's at HouseSmartsTV.com or HouseSmartsRadio.com, and you'll click on a link and see more about it as well. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Ralph, who's in Midlothian. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, how you doing,
Lou? I'm doing great. What's going on?
Listen, I got a question about outdoor carpet.
Okay.
Okay, my swimming pool, the deck that came with it is aluminum, and the carpet that's on it is glued to the aluminum, so it's pretty much impossible to take it off. And I'm wondering, is there any kind of paint or dye that I could roll on it?
Is the... So the aluminum deck, were they planks or was it sheets or, you know, I guess the question is the carpeting that you have now, is it just worn or it's faded? What's the story?
Well, it's worn and faded and marks from birds and ducks and.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, there's a dye. Sure, you could paint it or you know, with a different color. But I mean, I think that. Ultimately, what you want to try and do is peel this off, and if you want to get another carpeting over the top of that, that would be the way to go. There's a couple. You could either, there's
adhesive removers that you can use on this to take it off. If it's an aluminum deck underneath there, if you cut it in sections and then work your way pulling it away, maybe using a heat gun to heat up the adhesive to peel it away, it may still be sticky. Uh-huh. It may still be sticky underneath there, but then at least you could either put a new vinyl deck down, which, you know, that's you have an ability to do that now with around there on top of that aluminum instead of carpeting that is an has a texture to it, which I think you'll find to be pretty nice. You know, where are you? You're in Midlothian. You know who I would go talk to that could probably give you some really good ideas about that and some of the options is the people over at American Sale.
That's in Posen, right?
I think there's one near you.
American Sale?
American Sale.
The pool place?
Yep. And they would be... I think there's one by you.
Right.
Go there and take a couple of pictures and go talk to them and see what they can do to help you for some ideas. And they may even be able to help you with the installation. I don't know that, but I know they've been in that business for a long time and they're family owned and they do a really nice job.
I will do that.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. I appreciate you calling this morning. All right, House Smarts Radio. It's 8:46 in the morning. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU. People spend 90% of their time indoors. But do you realize that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted? Contact the indoor air quality experts at Air Management Services, a 2020 Better Business Bureau Rockford Torch Award winner. Hey, props. Air Management Services will keep your home comfortable, dry, insect-free, virus-free, and safe with April Air products. Turn your home into a safe haven. Call 815-568-1440. That's 815-568-1440, or visit airmanservices.com, airmanservices.com, 877-213-4LOU. Let's talk with, is it Leanna? Oh, hold on. That would be my fault. Don't go anywhere as I mispronounce her name and don't hit the button. Leanna? Hello? No? Two is not there. It's gone. So let's talk with...
three.
I'll take line three. Here, this would be Rodney in Evanston. Hey, Rodney.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Good What's morning. Going on? Morning.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I have a split-level house that where the lower level is on a concrete slab, and it was built in the mid-50s, and so the heating duct work was built into the slab, so there was about a 12-inch pipe from the furnace that went into the slab, and then it spidered out to the different vents. Over the years, water seeped in there, and it sort of rusted out, and so when there was a heavy rain or whatever, the water would drain into the basement.
Right.
I had that problem taken care of, but the vents are still there and open, and so when I turn on the bathroom fan and close the door, you know, it pulls air from that duct work, which is could be moist or wet or just bad air down there. And I want to seal those ducts up. And I was just thinking about pouring some quickcrete down there and covering it up with concrete. But water might still get into the ductwork because I never found out where it really was seeping in from. Is there any risk of doing anything if I just seal the vents that go into the room and leave... Yeah, and just seal the vents, even though water still may be getting into the ductwork underneath that slab.
So the thing is, so in other words, you've abandoned this ductwork, right? It's not feeding the HVAC system in the home.
Right. Right. We took it away from the furnace, and actually, so the water that, it hasn't done in a while, but if it does come into the ductwork, it drains into a drain tile system that was built into the basement.
Is your drain tile system, you know, working? And as far as you know, it's effective.
Yeah, it's working. Permasil did it.
Yeah,
it's working, and that's not the issue. So water still comes in periodically after a heavy rain, but it goes into the drain tile, into the sump pump,
right,
and goes
okay
out.
So with that knowledge, right, so the, you know, this This ductwork is below the slab, so you've got, you know, 4 inches of concrete or so typically above where this where these pipes are. They're probably old metal pipes that have rusted away.
Sure.
If you are going to fill this with concrete just to sort of seal it up a little bit, you know, the biggest thing there is you need to put some type of plug so there's a backing so that the concrete, you can fill it up, right? In other words, if you just shovel concrete in there, it's just going to keep going, and it won't, you know, it won't seal up. So if you can get down in the floor with some type of foam or something that you can cut and kind of throw a plug in there and fill it, I mean, quite honestly, you could even do it with some closed cell expandable foam. It doesn't need to be concrete, right? It's just a question of it's a question of sealing it for the odor that would come through. The concrete isn't going to make it waterproof in any respect, and it's certainly not going to it's not going to be something that is like airtight. And so with a closed cell expanding foam, you'd still do that plug, but it wouldn't be as much weight, and when it filled, it would expand and seal better. And the idea behind closed cell foam is that it doesn't allow any air to pass through. And then any water that may get in there that the drain tile would manage for you, be very minimal. I wouldn't have a problem doing that if it was my own home.
Interesting, because I eventually want to replace the carpet and put carpet over where those vents are now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that if you're going to put carpeting, then, you know, you've got, the concrete is cut out, right, where it's where there was a vent at some point. I mean, you can put a piece of sheet metal or something right up against the wall there and screw it to the floor, or even a piece of quarter-inch Luon, you know, that would have a little bit more rigidity to it, that right at that point there, you wouldn't even feel it under the carpeting, you know, with the pad or anything like that.
Right. Okay, so spray foam or the foam expanding.
But the thing you got to remember, what I'm specifically talking about is closed cell foam. It can't be open cell.
Closed cell foam.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
In that same room, it's covered with tongue and groove paneling. The panels are about 3/4 of an inch thick, so it's pretty good paneling, but I want to replace it with drywall. Underneath the paneling, there's very little insulation, and it's built on the house is brick, and so it's built on a 2x2 studs, if you will.
Yeah.
It's attached to that. I was debating whether I can just put drywall over the paneling, because to the touch, it's not cold, or should I take the paneling down, put the 2x4 studs in, and insulate it, and then put the drywall in.
What do you do in that basement? Is it a space you use to, like, hang out?
It's family room, so it's fireplace, TV room. It's big windows, even if it's a good level.
Before you go down the route of doing the drywall, why don't you try painting paneling first? If you painted that, I don't know if you want, you know, let's say you just want to paint it white just to lighten the place up. If you lightly sand it, prime it, and then paint it with a paint and primer in one, you'll be amazed at how nice it looks, and it's kind of a cool look, and you didn't have to add any more drywall. And if you don't like it, you can always add the drywall. But you can go right over the top of it with the drywall. That's not a problem, you know, if it's everything sound. With the 2x2, you're not going to gain any, you're going to gain hardly any R value by adding, like, rigid insulation or whatever. So, the other issue is you need to think about supplemental heat down there. If you're going to use it, I'd rather you spend the money on doing something like a split system or something like that to heat and cool the place more efficiently. And that would be a better use of your money than spending all this time on insulation and stuff that'll give you a marginal effect as far as the overall comfort of that area. Thanks so much for the phone call. I need to take a quick break, which we'll do now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
You ever notice the further north you go, the more obsessed people are with summer? Like,
In February, I was in Bangor, Maine, and everyone was talking about summer. Everyone I met, they're like, you got to come back during summer. You got to come back. Which is a strange way to greet someone. Hi, how are you? Come back later.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Save yourself. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
A very funny Jim Gaffigan. You could go down the rabbit hole on YouTube and look at all of his videos and just die laughing. Unbelievable. Every now and then we'll put one of his comedy albums on, driving around, and you almost have to pull off the road sometimes. It's so funny. It is just so funny.
Well, you've been doing these lately, and you send me these videos that are the little links, and I can just picture, like, all of a sudden it'll be like 3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, and you'll be like, ooh, this will be a good one.
I know. And I'll be in, picture you. Right, and I'll be in my office, and Mary Beth will come down, and she'll be like, what are you doing? And I go, oh, I'm working. Because I'm trying to find, like, humorous little things that have something to do with the home or whatever, and, you know, it's not always categorized. And then all of a sudden, 2 hours later, I'm like, how many more? I found a lot of really funny Foster. Do you have any idea who Foster Brooks is?
No.
No. Okay. So back in the 70s, they...
Don does.
Yeah, Don does. Don, do you know who Foster Brooks is? No.
I can't say
I feel
that
like
I
we've
do.
Talked about him before.
Yeah, I think no? we have talked Don about it. Anyway,
in.
He does a whole thing. He's a comedian back in the 70s when they used to do these Dean Martin roasts, and he plays like that he's drunk. Like, that's his shtick. Like, he gets to the microphone and he, you know, burps and says words. And I mean, if you go to some of these roasts and you look at, you know, like they would do a roast of Jimmy Stewart or Frank Sinatra. And he and Dean Martin had like a bit that they would do. You know, he's an airline pilot and he's drunk at the bar. And it's super funny. It's probably super offensive now. But if you're by yourself and you're watching, you know, no one knows you're watching. It is pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
I'm going to check that out by myself later. Go,
when you're not working, Don, you know, yes. Like in the next 5 minutes, just for research, you know, if someone walks into the newsroom, you know, Ryan Burrow walks in and says, oh, no, Lou told me to check this out.
Totally.
And I'm telling you, Joe is going to hear you laughing through the door.
Was it Foster? What was the guy's name?
Brooks.
Foster Brooks. Got it.
Right.
Thank you.
It is hilarious.
Hey, Lindsay, let's put this in the idea bank. Let's have a roast of Lou.
All right.
No resistance there.
Right. Hey, by the way, earlier we gave away a House Smarts radio hat to Ron in Naperville. It's sponsored by our friends over at Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. If you're working remotely and don't have enough room, let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace for your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com. Or call 773-661-0606. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Lena in Chicago. Hi, Lena.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Okay. I was telling Lindsay, never too late or never too early, but I need for you to help me out. I need to open my pool this year, but I think I'm going to need like a new all the system.
A new
somebody trustworthy.
A new system? You mean like heater and filter and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, probably like everything new. I actually live in Willowbrook. I'm in Chicago right now working. So.
Oh, okay.
Well,
we
yeah,
were talking. We were talking.
Burbs.
Okay, so I was talking with I don't have a specific relationship with a pool company, but I do know that the company American Sail, who does that, I just spoke about them, and they do
okay.
pool installations, and I believe they do service as well, and that would be, what's nice about them, they have a showroom, and I know that they're, you know, COVID protocols are in place. Their showrooms are open if you wanted to go there. And you could, you know, if you know the size of your pool, you know, how many gallons and the makeup of it all, they can certainly suggest, you know, some of the newer updated products and probably help you with the installation as well. I mean, the nice thing is, I imagine the rough part of it's there, like the electricity and everything is run to the area where the current stuff is, right?
Correct. Yeah, everything is there.
My sister and I bought the house about 4 years ago. We've used it 1 year, and we just decided, we're like, you know what? We need to open it, like, totally, like, throughout the, you know.
Come on. This is
two, three months.
This is the year. We're still, look, we're going to be
summer.
Yeah, we are still going to be knee deep in this pandemic as we all try and get vaccinated. And so
right.
Why not hang out by the pool with some cervezas right. and some suntan lotion? If you
exactly.
go see the people at American Sale, they should be able to help you out for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4LOU. This is Sally in Forest Park. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I know this is way below your expertise level, but thank you for taking the call. I have an outdoor deck, no roof. It was stained in the fall.
Okay.
With Ready Seal, which I understand is not a seal. I don't know. So right before this big snowstorm, I put a poly tarp on the floor. I thought it was going to be on there a couple days, but then we got all this bad weather. Am I doing more damage by having it on? And is there a way I can check without taking the whole thing off? Should I be doing something different?
Is the deck's open underneath, right?
Yes, it's like it's probably 2 feet off the ground, but I've got such a high amount of snow around three quarters of it because there's nowhere for the snow to go.
Yeah. I don't know that you're doing any harm to it. I mean, with the Ready Seal, that's a sealer over the top of it, right?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm asking. I mean, it wasn't a stain. It was a sealer, correct?
It was. The gentleman used it because that's what he is used to working with,
mm-hmm.
and it's the stain, but I was told later that it's not exactly a sealer, that it's just
a semi-transparent stain.
Yeah, it's semi-transparent.
Right. So when they did this last year and you looked at it, it was a beautiful color. Everything was great, right? No, it wasn't like, there wasn't like this shiny layer over the top of it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, it's very clear.
It was
very red looking, and then after a couple days,
sure.
it settled.
I don't think you're harming it. I don't think you're harming anything. Like, you have to worry about it. I will tell you that, you know, in about 3 weeks, I want the tarp off of there.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully Mother Nature is going to help you. You know what I mean? We're, I don't know, 27 days. Here's something good to think about. I think we're 27 days away from spring. And think about the lady that just called who wants to open up her pool. I like that attitude, people. That's a can-do attitude right there. And so
I don't have to worry about mold, though?
No.
Warping?
No. I mean, if we're going to leave it through April, probably, but if we get that up before the middle of March, we're okay.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of a good idea to have it on there?
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
I mean, it was not needed, but it's not going to do any harm.
Okay.
You didn't do anything wrong.
Because when I looked, I peeked under there, but I can't get the whole thing off.
Yeah.
It's got posts.
Right.
You know, but it looked like it was getting some black patches, and I didn't know if that was mold.
You're not getting any mold in this weather, I promise you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing warm, nothing moist is happening in this kind of weather, so I wouldn't worry about it. In the next 3 to 4 weeks, I'd like that thing to be taken up.
Thank you.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning, 877-213-4LOU. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Want more of Lou and the House Smarts crew? House Smarts is so much more than a weekly radio show. We're your home improvement resource for big jobs, small jobs, and everything in between. Visit HouseSmartsTV.com for more tips, trends, seasonal advice, and exciting products. You'll also find links to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to sign up for our monthly e-newsletter. Be sure to also subscribe to HouseSmarts TV on YouTube for access to hundreds of DIY videos and feature segments made to help homeowners just like you. From lawn care maintenance to patching up your driveway, from sewers to shingles, our videos run the gamut. So what are you waiting for? Those squeaky floors and banging pipes aren't going to fix themselves. If you have a home project, are struggling with a quick fix, or maybe just want to touch up on your home improvement knowledge, then make HouseSmarts your one-stop shop. That's HouseSmarts TV on YouTube and HouseSmartsTV.com.
cold floors. The problem is probably in your basement or crawl space. Hi, it's me, Lou Manfredini. My friends over at PermaSeal can now help make your basement and crawl space warmer and therefore your upstairs more comfortable too with their new product, PermaFoam Insulation. PermaSeal can spray this insulating foam between your floor joists, which will not only increase your energy efficiency, but will also deter insects, rodents, and is mold and mildew resistant. Rim joist spray foam can be installed in just one day. That's like the perimeter around your home, like that sits on top of the foundation, and then your floor is part of that. That's what a rim joist is. And it really does make a huge difference. It's going to help make your home healthier and more valuable. Save money and be more comfortable. Call PermaSeal today to schedule a free evaluation, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net. Ask about their 60 months with zero interest financing or 10% off up to $1,000. PermaSeal is truly known best for being better.
This lady loves Lou.
And I've been listening to you forever. I love you, love you.
This guy, he loves Lou too.
I don't think I've missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
Now we're going to need to make that door a little bigger. What's love but a secondhand emotion? Welcome back.
Hugging yourself?
Everyone's hugging myself. This is a fun song. Who needs a heart when don't be a judger. Hey, you know what? It was Ash Wednesday. It was Ash Wednesday, and we went to a drive-through ashes thing at our church, which was pretty amazing that they did that. People lined up in their cars and they did the ashes on top of your head, not on your forehead, which is kind of cool.
Oh,
yeah.
My daughter, she got it with a Q-tip. They did it with a Q-tip at the school.
Yeah. I mean, it is amazing to me how inventive people are getting to try and come to some normalcy in our lives, which is amazing. And then the flip side is it, those two women who pretended to be older people to get their vaccines. Did you hear about that story?
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear that?
I mean, I don't know if it's the same one, but I feel like I
two women like in their 30s or 40s. Is that right, Joe? And they had already pulled off the ruse to get their first vaccine. Like, I don't know how they did it, but they dressed up like they were older and got their vaccine. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It was
in Florida, right?
Of course it's Florida.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Right, Don? And so then they went to go get their second one, and they caught him. I mean, what kind of person does that?
Yeah, and there's audio of that. They got, you know, the cop is saying, it's like, yeah, you know, you're stealing them from people who really need them. You know, it's not cool at all.
Am I right about that, Don? They were like in their 30s or 40s?
Yeah, one was 35, one was in their 40s.
I mean, how do you go to sleep at night when you lay your head down and say to yourself, I'm a good person? How do you do that? It just boggles my mind.
You know what you know what I did see on a lighter note in terms of the vaccine?
please.
Is there was a bar in Israel where you would get the shot and then you got to take a shot.
Yes.
And I thought, what a great way to stimulate the economy and vaccinate everybody.
Totally.
You know who I give full credit to on that one? Gal Gadot.
Yes, Wonder Woman.
I just
indeed.
Love Gal Gadot.
She's great.
Yeah. She's Wonder Woman.
Right. And you know, Wonder Woman would obviously come up with the best idea.
Sure.
For her
would you like a shot? Take a shot.
Yes.
Love the Israelis. Well, anyway, shame on those women. And I just love how inventive people are being in the positive sense, not the negative sense. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213. Okay, did I talk to, I can't remember now, did I speak with Don before, or am I talking to Don for the first time? This is Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, Lou, great show as always.
How may I help you?
I called a couple of weeks ago, Lou, just like one of your previous callers, about insulation for the basement. My basement's already finished, and you told me, basically, don't waste my money to get a supplemental heat source that you said could be wired straight to my electrical panel, would probably cost $200 or $300, and it would cost me $15 a month extra on my electric bill. I don't really know what you were talking about. Where do I purchase this? Or
okay, so that, if we're talking about that, what that would be an electric baseboard. So you could buy an electric baseboard heater. Cadet is one manufacturer that has an oil-filled electric baseboard that runs off of a 240 line. So you need an electrician to do this. Where do you live, Don?
Okay. Palos Park.
Down south. I mean, we got a great sponsor, great electrician, Arnold Electric. I don't know that he goes all the way to Palos, but you could certainly try. But they would provide this for you. You could, you could buy it from them, but then they got to wire it to your system. That is going to provide you with heat only, okay, if that's all you want to do. But if you wanted to do heating and cooling and spend a little more money, then you would go into what they call these split systems, which are these ductless systems that is a cartridge that goes on the wall that will provide heating and cooling. And this is the whole thing where, you know, when you're trying to create a space that's comfortable, you know, of course, insulation and all of that stuff is important. But what happens a lot of times, and I've heard this for 25 years, I spent all this money on my insulation, and yeah, it's a little bit better, but it's not perfect. And, you know, whatever, I spent $2,000 insulating it or doing whatever. And if you think about the other money that you spend on like a little supplemental heat source, like I talk about this, whether it's a oil-filled electric radiator with its own thermostat or a split system installed, is probably a $3,000 to $4,000 installation, you know, which is about the realm for that for a basement. But now you're super comfortable and you want it to be 70 degrees, it's 70 degrees. And the cost to operate it, as opposed to all this other money that you're going to spend, is just a better use of your money.
Well, let me tell you, thanks a lot for your show. A lot of helpful tips. And Lindsay's number one, too. She's always very helpful and very pleasant on the phone. So I appreciate your guys' help.
You're very kind, and I could not. Go ahead.
928, I'm taking note of this for a rejoin.
Yeah, right, exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. I am, this is no knock to all the other producers that work at WGN Radio, because we have a really good crop, but in my opinion, I have the very best one. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. You can call that number. You can also text to that number, which we'll be doing our Just Text Me segment coming up.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy, look.
It's that easy.
And sent.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio. It's so funny
how we don't. Yeah, we get text messages at 877-213-4LOU. Happy to get those text messages. Just remember, do not text and drive. You want to go ahead and start us out?
Sure. That open is from Hotel Transylvania.
You love that movie.
I kind of forgot about it, and then the girls were watching it last week, and that part came on, and I was in the kitchen, and I heard
and you
it.
And you felt the need to text someone?
It was like the weirdest. Like, what is this from? Oh, wait. It's like my worlds collided.
Right.
All right. Here's a text. I'll be in Florida through March. Or
take me with you.
I know. That's what I thought. Can water be turned off in my house here in the western suburbs?
Sure. I guess if you're going to turn off the water, it's not a bad idea, but don't open anything, meaning that I don't want you to drain the system down, but just shut the main off and then leave everything closed. Don't turn on don't flush a toilet, do whatever, but then also just maintain the heat in the home, and hopefully you have either a Wi-Fi enabled thermostat that you can keep an eye on the place, or a neighbor checking on. You know, I do talk about this product. We haven't talked about it this year, but for those of you taking off and going to the warm weather, the simplest thing if you don't have a Wi-Fi enabled thermostat is this thing called a Winter Guard that's by Honeywell that is $25. Plug it into if you have a neighbor watching the house, plug a lamp into the Winter Guard. Plug the Winter Guard into the outlet, there's a dial on it, and set it to, say, 40 degrees. if the temperature in the house goes below 40 degrees, the light goes on. And then your neighbor is like, hey, that light wasn't on. There's something going on with the furnace, and they can come check it out. It's the best $25 you're going to spend.
Nice. WinterGuard?
WinterGuard by Honeywell.
Oh, Honeywell. All right. Next text. We have a vaulted ceiling in the living room. The east side of the living room is an exterior wall. Whenever it's cold, we get cracking in the east wall where the ceiling meets the wall. It goes away in the summer. Is this called truss uplift, and how can we fix this?
You know that it probably is truss uplift, and I think I've told the story before. Years and years ago, Mike and I built a home, this giant house in Chicago, and right across the street from Gary Fensick. Just throw that out there. And we had giant trusses on this house, and it was the first time, it was like the time when, I'm old, it was the time when the phenomenon of truss lift was being recognized by architects and engineers, where when the heat or the cold hits these trusses because of how they're designed, they literally almost arch up like a cat, you know, will arch its back when it's I don't know, angry or scared. Is that what a cat does? I'm not a cat owner. Is that what, they do it, all those different things? Did you ever have a cat?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you were growing up?
Two. We had white. I had a white one named Dickie Boy. Came like that. And then a black one, Allie Sheba, named after a racehorse that won the Kentucky Derby.
And would it arch its back? Well, that's what a truss can do. So anyway, the point is, back to the question, when that happens, there's really not a whole heck of a lot you can do. You can hide the cracking by putting a piece of trim in that corner. And the trick there is to, like, it could be a piece of crown molding or even another detailed piece of trim where you will affix it to the wall but not affix it to the ceiling. You'd leave a little bit of a gap there, and then you caulk that with a very elastic caulking that will expand and contract. I've spoken of this product called Lexel. It's a clear caulking that is paintable, and it has a high stretch factor. And so if you were going to put this piece of trim there and leave like an eighth of an inch gap and then caulk it and then paint it, you might be able to fake it where you don't see the cracking anymore, and it can move up and down like it's gonna, and you won't see that cracking perhaps ever, but if not, minimally. How about one more?
All right. You may have covered this, but I have water spots on my ceiling near my front door due to ice dams. Do I need to poke holes in the ceiling, and if it drains, or leave it until this weather breaks?
Yeah, I know that nobody wants this answer, and we've heard it a couple times from listeners today. There is really nothing to do at this point. The damage that's going to happen is the damage that's going to happen. The only thing that I would do is minimize it. If the dripping is happening on a floor, say you have a hardwood floor, you don't want the water dripping on that because it could arch, you know, it could start to damage that floor where you get some cupping from there. So put some towels down or a container or whatever to catch that water. We just need to get out of this weather. This is so how many times are we going to say unprecedented this year, right? If it's not the pandemic, it's the weather. But, I mean, it really was the perfect storm. And you didn't do anything wrong. You know, early when the really cold temperatures were coming, remember one of the first things I said, Lindsay, was your house is going to do things it never did before. And not to be right about that, I did not anticipate 800 feet of snow. But that coupled with the really harsh, harsh temperatures, you just got to bite the bullet. You got to work through it all. When the weather finally breaks and the ice dams are finally gone, any areas where you had a lot of water damage, I mean, the one nice thing is it's clean water, meaning that it's not sewage water or anything like that. But any insulation that got wet, any drywall that got wet, you're going to have to cut that out and pull that out and replace it. Because if you just leave it sealed up in there, that could be an issue with mildew and mold. And then obviously go up and inspect areas where the ice damming occurred, because, you know, that ice gets on your roof, and that giant block of ice gets there, it works its way under the shingles. It literally lifts the shingles up, and it gets underneath there, and then it hits the roof, and it starts to melt. if there isn't anything like an ice and water shield or a winter guard, it's basically a rubber membrane that's on your roof already, you may need to address that where you, depending on the age of your roof, you may need to get a roofing contractor to come and possibly replace the first 3 feet of shingles. And this is something that you're going to have to probably talk to your insurance company about to see if you can make a claim on there as well, which I think that in many aspects it will be covered. But again, you have to, it all depends on your policy. All right, that's our Just Text Me segment from 877-213-4LOU. Remember, you can always text us. Just don't text and drive. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Jim, who's in Downers Grove. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I got a question for you about insulating my crawl space. I've got a house that was built like in the mid-50s. It's on a gravel crawl space. Floor gets kind of cold. I was thinking, you know, to insulate the floor joist underneath. And I had a company come out and kind of do an evaluation. He was saying, no, the better option would be to spray the rim joist with foam and then insulate the concrete and then put a vapor barrier on the bottom. Any thoughts on, you know, one versus the other?
So there's a couple. I'll maybe go one more level for you if you're going to go that route. You would probably be better served by encapsulating the crawl and insulating the rim joist as part of that process. And the reason is you'll hear me talk about PermaSeal and they do this rim joist insulating and they do the encapsulation and they talk about the air quality, and the vast majority of bad air that comes in your home comes from the basement or crawl. And so what that other person was telling you, you know, is true. By doing that, you're going to help to limit some of that moisture, but encapsulating it, actually, it's almost like putting a pool liner inside your crawl. They level it all off and they bring it all the way from the top. You know, in other words, when you're in the crawl, if you can imagine, your rim joists are insulated, they come down from there, they almost weld the sheets together so that any moisture or humidity that is emulated from the crawl area is captured underneath that liner. And in some cases, they'll vent it out so it's not, you know, coming up into your living space. And then you have this beautiful clean space that you can use for storage. Someday when you go to sell the house, I promise you it'll be the kind of thing that when they go down, you know, oh, the house has a crawl, and you flip on the light and they look at that like, wow, that looks amazing. And, it, you know, while it may not be a quartz countertop, it will be something that helps sell the house.
Interesting. Well, great. Yeah, I heard you talking about PermaSeal a couple weeks ago. I didn't realize they did that kind of insulation.
They
too,
do so. All that. The estimate is free, so, you know, it costs you nothing to have them come out and take a look at it. You can call them at 800-421-SEAL, or you can go to their website, permaseal.net. All right, 9:45 in the morning. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Okay, I'll tell them that Steve sent me. Welcome to winter driving in Chicago. Snow, salty roads, and ice. Chicago winter weather can be tough, and it pays to be prepared in the right SUV. Okay, this is a commercial about the Chevy Equinox, but I'm going to tell you, we have a 2019 Chevy Blazer that's all-wheel drive, and I have been tooling around this past week, and I have been amazed at how well this SUV does in the snow. It has a setting. Remember, I talk about these in the ads where you can set the mode. And on my Chevy Blazer, I realize this is for the Equinox, but I put it in the snow mode. You go into these side streets in Chicago where they're not plowed, I'm in, I'm out like nothing. I'm like a sled dog coming in and out of parking spots with this thing. It's amazing how well it does. And the Chevy Equinox does it as well. You see, they have the switchable all-wheel drive system too, with the traction select for performance on ice and snow. The Chevy Equinox automatically engages the safety technology like low-speed forward automatic braking, lane departure warning with side blind zone alert, and forward collision alert. Right now, get over $5,700 cash allowance on most 2020 Chevy Equinox models. Plus, current Chevy owners get an additional $750 cash, all adding up to big money. Check out Chevy's Shop, Click, and Drive. You can shop online 24/7. Take delivery at home. It's simple, it's safe, it's smart. And Blackhawks fans, now is your chance to score an autographed Patrick Kane Chicago Blackhawks jersey. Register to win at ChevyDriveChicago.com. You must be 18 years or older to enter, and you're in it to win it. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy Equinox is built for winter driving in Chicago.
Now back to your host, your handyman hero, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle.
Chris is calling us from Wheeling. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you, sir?
I have a question. I'm wondering if it's normal to have water dripping off the top of my chimney.
No, it's not normal, and it's and everything about what we're going to right now is not normal. So when you say it's dripping off the top of your chimney, you don't have any snow up there at all, right?
Right. It's just a chimney that vents my furnace and my hot water heater, and at the top of the chimney is a metal cap across, around the whole top of the brick chimney, and dripping off that metal cap is where I see, sometimes I'll see ice hanging there. Not a lot.
Yeah.
But on the ground is where I see the drips collecting and forming ice.
So do you have, when this chimney, this metal chimney cap that you see, to the best of your knowledge, is there a liner that goes down to the furnace and the water heater?
I believe so. From what I remember looking at it from where the furnace and hot water heater connect in the basement to the base of the chimney,
right.
I think so.
So that's a good thing that you have a liner, because then it's you know, gathering all the exhaust from both of those appliances up through the chimney, but then it hits the top and it's been so cold that, you know, the more, even an 80% efficient furnace and, you know, a vented water heater like that, they create moisture when they create their exhaust, and especially as it goes up that chimney. The minute it hits that cold that's up at the top, that's where it's dripping down. There may be stuff dripping back down too, coming down that liner as well. So that probably should be inspected at some point, just to make sure that the chimney... Well, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought of that, too, that if the moisture's flowing up, it's probably running back down, too. And I can't see any evidence of any of the metal venting showing any rust or wet, you know,
right,
at the bottom of the chimney.
So it goes into, like, a brick chimney and it's sealed? Yeah. So, I mean, it could be, you know, there's a couple ways that this could be inside the chimney. There could be a T, okay, where the two vents from the appliances, or let me ask you this, do the water heater and the furnace go into one vent that then goes in?
I'm pretty sure. I'm actually walking down there now to look at it, but I think so. I'll be there in 2 seconds.
Okay. Because it could be set up where if it's one vent that goes into the chimney and both of the water heater and the furnace feed in to a Y or a T, and then it's one pipe that goes into the brick chimney. Is that what you have?
It's exactly what you described, yes.
Inside that chimney, it's more than likely the pipe coming down, and there could either be another T in there or they 90'd up into it. So if you can imagine... almost like a bell, right? I've got a maybe a 6 or 8 inch liner going up, and I've got a 4 inch line with a 90 sticking up inside of it. So any moisture that's coming down, maybe a little bit's getting caught in that pipe coming in there, but it's so hot right there that it's vaporizing. Any other moisture, right, by the time it comes down, vaporizes as well, and all the moisture is mostly up at the top. As long as we're not getting any damage on a roof or a ceiling or something like that, I think you're okay.
Well, it's one of those things that I never noticed before, but I never paid attention to before.
Right. Well, so, and it has, and it, and Chris, it has everything to do with what's going on with the extreme cold weather right now, and that's really the big issue there. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take one last break before we get out of the way here for, what's the name of that show? What's the name of the show, the Hochberg? My Home Again in Chicago, Bring Me Home, Home on the Range? What is it? Home on the Range? He should change it to Home on the Range, because then he could use that song. What about that? Home on the Range. How's that sound? No? Our last caller is going to get a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Maybe you're working remotely and don't have enough room. Let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace for your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. And that last caller is Joanne. Hey, Joanne, how can I help you?
Hi, Lou. Quick question. We have a garage door to condo that we own that is not working. They said that the door starts to go down a little bit and then comes back up. Now, we haven't gone out there to look at it, so my husband's going to check the sensors, see if those are working.
Fixmygarage.com is the people to call. Fixmygarage.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. 28 days to spring.